Mac Horvath. In the cleanup spot, first baseman, number 35, Creed Willems. Batting sixth, right fielder, number 14, Elio Prado. Batting sixth, shortstop, number 2, Jalen Vasquez. Batting seventh, left fielder, number 51, Douglas Hodo. Batting eighth, catcher, number 17, Adam Retzbach. And batting ninth, designated hitter, number 61, Nolberth Romero. On the mound, number 56, Edgar Portes. Let Beacon Staffing help you find the next member of your starting lineup. Tonight's game time is 7.05 p.m. and it is 79 degrees.
Give it up for the hottest pregame show in all of minor league baseball. It's the Air Show with Michael Mark Antonini.
What's going on, Ironbirds fans? Michael Mark Cantonini down here behind home plate getting you set for Game 2 of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Hickory Crawdads. Well, I'm flying solo tonight, Ironbirds fans, but Ray will be back with me tomorrow. But we're going to have some fun on the air show as always. Birds dropped a tough one 5-2 in the series opener against Hickory last night, but we've got a beautiful night for a ball game here in the Dean. We're going to have some fun, and hopefully the Ironbirds will get back in the win column tonight. So before we go any further, let's take a look at what happened in last night's game to go through a quick game recap. Well, Preston Johnson got the ball for the Ironbirds. He made his 11th game of the season for the Ironbirds, his third straight start. Since he entered the rotation, he's been fantastic. Four innings of one-run ball with two strikeouts for Preston last night. Over his last two outings, he's given up just one run in eight innings of work with seven strikeouts, so he continues to throw the ball well. On the offensive side of things, well, Tavian Josenberger had the biggest hit of the night for the Ironbirds. It was a game-tying homer in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Birds eventually dropped it in the ninth. But third homer of the season for Josenberger. He continues to swing it well and find ways on base. And then pretty much up and down the lineup, you had contributors all night. Eight of the nine starters had a hit for the Ironbirds last night. They picked up nine hits overall. So the bats still doing their thing. The pitching staff doing its thing as well. But the Ironbirds just fell short, a little bit short in last night's game. Well, before we wrap up the air show, I want to let fans know that's Bark at the Park night here in Aberdeen, the fourth Bark at the Park night. I've got some friends here. Well, these are not canine friends, but these are bird friends. I've got Ferris and Ripcord with me, of course. But we're going to wrap up the air show with another player spotlight. And the guy I want to talk about tonight is Mac Horvath. He's tearing the cover off the ball, did not play last night, but he'll make his series debut against the Crawdads tonight. Horvath had a big week at Brooklyn last week. In five games against the Cyclones, Horvath went 9-for-22 with five extra base hits. He also swiped six stolen bases. And in Saturday's win, which the Ironbirds put up a season-high 14 runs on 18 hits, Horvath went 4-for-6 with a homer and three doubles, also drove in two runs, and he became the first Ironbird this season to have four extra base hits in one game. Over his last 25 games since May 5th, Horvath has an 824 OPS and 11 extra base hits, and he continues to get it done in the middle of this Ironbirds order. Well, that'll do it for another edition of the Air Show. My name's Michael Mark Cantonini. You'll hear more from me on the broadcast tonight. First pitch coming up at 7:05 Eastern. Ray will be back with me tomorrow. As always, Ironbirds fans, let's have some fun and let's fly.
Let's fly indeed. That was the Air Show with Michael Mark Antonini. Ironbirds fans, give it up for our honorary pregame PA announcer, Mr. Will Pritchard. Turn your attention to the pitcher's mound for today's first pitch. Please welcome Kim Fernandez, owner of Girlkin Lashes. Kim started Girlkin Lashes in her living room in 2016 and has quickly developed a reputation for incredible customer experience and stunning lashes. When you talk to Kim about her business, her passion is infectious and authentically refreshing. Kim, it's your pitch. Nicely done, Kim.
It's another beautiful night for baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set for Game 2 of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Hickory Crawdads. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Marcantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Tough loss for the Birds last night. They dropped the series opener 5-2 as the Crawdads stayed hot with their sixth win in their last seven games. But the Birds are looking to get back in the win column tonight on what is an absolutely gorgeous night for a ball game. Barely any cloud cover off in the distance. Light blue skies. Sun is still shining. And we've got a good one here in the Dean. The Birds come in at 29-29 overall. The Crawdads sit at 26-32. Birds still with a fighting chance to win the first half North Division title, but it is an uphill battle as they are four games out with just eight to play in the first half. Well, before we go any further with the starting pitching matchup and the starting lineups tonight, I'm going to play my pregame interview with Matt Horvath and Tavian Josenberger. Caught up with both of those guys for a fun interview when I filmed episode 5 of All Mic'd Up with them during the last homestand. They showed me a picture afterwards, and it was a picture of those two guys playing in a tournament against each other when they were 12 years old, and now fast forward over a decade later, they're teammates in pro ball. They became teammates last year when they were drafted two rounds apart by the Orioles, and they are teammates once again this season in Aberdeen. So I'll play that interview. Really fun follow-up to the All Mic'd Up episode. The All Mic'd Up episode coming out next week. But here is my pregame interview with Mac and Tavian, which got a few laughs from both of them, talking about the time they played against each other in a youth tournament. And now over 10 years later, they are teammates. So we'll go with that, and then we'll get you the starting lineups and the pitching matchup after this.
All right, fellas. So when we filmed episode 5 of All Mic'd Up a couple weeks ago, after we finished filming the episode, you guys showed me a picture from when you guys were, 11, 12 years old. When you played in the same tournament against each other, you guys were in a picture with both of your teams together. And I had to follow up on that. So how did you guys find out that, that happened, that you played in that tournament against each other all those years back?
So we went to breakfast with my family one morning last year, and we were just talking about baseball and growing up and stuff. And Mac was talking about the team that he played for, and my dad was like, "I think we actually played them." And Mac texted his dad, and his dad sent over that picture, and my dad checked like the game changer and the box score.
So your dad found the picture, Mac. What was the reaction from you guys when you saw that picture?
It was pretty cool. I think my dad got it from our head coach, the guy who was coaching that team, and he actually sent me it too. And he just asked me if anyone looked familiar in this picture. And I was looking at it, I was like, yeah, well, I know I'm in it. And then right in front of me was Tavian. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
What was your reaction, Tavian?
It was cool. I was just laughing. It was just funny. We checked the box score. We saw that Mac pitched. And I didn't get any knocks off him, but we ended up winning, so it's all good.
Yeah. All right. So what I know that Tavian, your team won the tournament. Mac, your team came in second. You got Tavian had the bigger trophy in the picture with Mac and both teams. But what do you guys remember about that tournament?
I don't think I remember anything from that specific one. But I know in Kansas City when we were growing up, there was always big Memorial Day tournaments where people would travel and come to Kansas City. So I have good memories from those and winning a lot of them. But I don't specifically remember playing against them.
I mean, that's a while ago, Mac. Do you remember anything specifically about that tournament?
No. I don't remember anything. I know we went down there quite a few years in a row there, like three or four years. It was a pretty big tournament. So,
yeah. Do you still keep in touch with any of the guys that you played on that team with?
A few of them. One of them, he went to UNC with me, Max Carlson. So we played together.
Okay. Playing Little League together and then college ball together. How about that?
Yeah.
Tavian, how about you? Do you keep in touch with anybody from that squad?
Yeah, I keep in touch with probably 75% of them. Okay. But like four or five of them are my really, really close friends. One of them was my roommate when I was in Kansas. And another one is my really good friend. So
this is like a crew that you grew up playing ball with and just stayed in touch ever since.
Yep. Grew up playing ball. Played basketball with some of them too, so yeah, known them for a while.
Yeah, overall, how cool is it for you guys having played against each other in that tournament at 11, 12 years old and now in your early 20s, fresh out of college ball, your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's just, I mean, baseball is a small world. Like, I would have never thought, like, oh yeah, I played against this kid when I was 12 and obviously didn't remember it, but no, I mean, I feel like baseball, if you know somebody, they know somebody that you know. Like, it's a small world. So.
Tavian, what's your thought on that, you know, having played against each other and now, you know, 10, 12, 11, 12 years later, teammates?
I think it's cool. I think it's pretty sweet. Like you said, it's a small world, but I think it's dope that obviously we didn't know who each other were, but I mean we're pretty close friends now, so I think that's pretty awesome.
All right, so there's my pregame interview with Matt Horvath and Tavian Josenberger. Really cool to talk to those guys about a really cool situation. They're playing against each other in youth baseball and now teammates in pro ball. So before we go any further with the lineups and the pitching matchup, here's the national anthem here in Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you in the broadcast booth here in Aberdeen as we get set for game two of a six-game set between the Birds and the Crawdads. Tough loss for the Birds last night, a 5-2 win for Hickory. Birds tied it on Tavian Josenberger's leadoff homer in the bottom of the eighth. It was 2-2 going into the ninth when the Crawdads grabbed three runs and the Birds went quietly in the home half of the ninth. But they're looking to get back in the win column tonight. Right-hander Edgar Portes gets the ball for the Birds tonight. He has been fantastic. We'll get into some numbers on him in just a little bit because pretty much all the numbers on him are great. He'll go up against a right-hander for Hickory. Ryan Lobus gets the ball for the Crawdads. So two righties going at it. And now we'll get you the starting lineups. First for Felipe Alou Jr.'s Aberdeen Ironbirds. Leading off in center field, it's Enrique Bradfield Jr. batting second, the second baseman, Tavian Josenberger. Mac Horvath is in the three spot. He's batting third. He's been on an absolute tear at the plate lately. Creed Willems, the first baseman, bats fourth. Elio Prado is in right field, batting fifth. Jalen Vasquez, the shortstop, bats sixth, with Douglas Hodo, the left fielder, in the seventh spot. Adam Retzbach doing the catching, batting eighth, and rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the designated hitter, Noelbert Romero. So one more time, 1-9 for the Ironbirds. It's Bradfield, Josenberger, Horvath, Willems, Prado, Vasquez, Hodo, Retzbach, Romero. Now on the flip side for Chad Comer's Hickory Crawdads, it's Alejandro Ozuna in the leadoff spot. He's the designated hitter tonight. Cam Cauley is the shortstop, batting second. Jason Morabell in right field bats third. Sebastian Walcott, the Rangers' number one prospect, is at third base, batting fourth. Luis Miesis, the first baseman, is in the five hole. Ian Moeller, the catcher, bats sixth. Anthony Gutierrez in center in the seventh spot. Quincy Scott is in left field, batting eighth. Jace Easley, the second baseman, bats ninth. So one more time, 1-9. It's Ozuna, Cauley, Morabell, Walcott, Miesis, Moeller, Gutierrez, Scott, and Easley. Well, we are ready to go in the Dean. The Ironbirds are wearing their home regular white tops and bottoms with the blue sleeves on the jerseys. Light blue alternate cap with the crab logo on the front. On the flip side, Hickory rocking the road gray tops and bottoms with the black caps. A little bit of shadow coverage on the infield. On a nice night for a ball game here in the Dean, Edgar Portes ready to rock, and so are we. First pitch of the night catches the outside part of the plate. And the count is 0-1, so Edgar Portes comes into tonight's game, starts off the leadoff man Ozuna with a strike. Ozuna had a nice night at the plate last night, went 1-for-4 with an RBI double, a run scored, and a walk. Now the 0-1 pitch, that missed just a little bit inside, so the count's 1-1. Portes has three pitches to work with, a four-seam fastball, a changeup, and a sweeper. Now normally, nowadays in professional baseball, a starter basically has to have a minimum of four pitches. I mean, that's pretty much every starter has four plus, but Portes rocking just three, and it's worked for him. He gets a swing and a miss on a slow off-speed pitch there. It's 1-2. Well, Ozuna was a part of that ninth-inning rally last night for Hickory after the Birds tied the game in the home eighth. Hickory came back with three in the ninth, and that was the difference. ready to go once again. Portes out of the windup. 1-2, swing and a miss. Ozuna foul tipped it into Retzbach's glove, and it's one up, one down for Portes. Get you some numbers on Edgar. He stands 6 feet 2 inches tall, just 21 years old, in his fourth pro season out of the Dominican Republic. This is his 12th game, sixth start of the year. Entered tonight's game with a 2.06 ERA through 43 and two-thirds innings of work. Now up to 55 strikeouts and only 21 walks on the year. He has done everything the Ironbirds could have hoped for this season. First pitch to the two-hole hitter, Cam Cauley, misses low and away, 1-0. No score top of the first inning here in Aberdeen, just underway, game two of a six-game set. Portes striking out just over 11 batters per nine, and he's walking about four per nine. He's really kept those walks down lately. 1-0 from Portes. Good fastball there, but it just missed. And the count goes to 2-0. Opponents hitting 174 against Portes this season with just a 515 OPS. He's only allowed one home run ball all year, so he's keeping the ball in the ballpark too. 2-0, fouled back. And it's 2-1, so a nice pitch there to avoid getting down in the count 3-0. Portes was just recently named the Orioles Minor League Pitcher of the Month for May. He was electric, absolutely lights out in the month of May, and that's continued into June. 2-1, pitch just caught the bottom of the zone. Good sweeper there. A little late action in the counts 2-2 on Cauley. Cauley doubled and scored in the first inning last night. The Crawdads were on the board three batters into the game. He walked later in the game, went 1-for-4. Two balls and two strikes with one out and no one on. Next pitch from Portes. Liner up the middle. That's a base hit into center. Bradfield shading the sun from his eyes. Gets that one in quickly. Well, that's one thing that I've noticed from the jump here. Bradfield in center, but also Hodo in left. And a little bit for Prado in right, shielding the sun. Now, the way the sun sets behind Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, behind home plate, I should say. When it sets, I mean, this point in the year when the sun's setting between 8 and 9, almost towards the latter end at 9 o'clock, creates a shadow coverage on the infield, and then it's really tough for the outfielders to see. There's a ground ball smack to right. That's a base hit. First to third for Cauley, and he is there without a throw. Throw goes into second. And it's a base hit for Jason Morabell. Morabell picked on the first pitch he saw. Back-to-back base hits, and the Crawdads have something cooking. So runners at the corners for Sebastian Walcott. Chad Comer running out essentially the same lineup that he had out there last night. The only difference is that Jace Easley is in the nine hole for Ben Blackwell, and some guys have moved around the diamond, but the top eight hitters in the lineup the same as last night. Birds keep the infield back. No score, but that could change. Swing and a miss. Good changeup down in the zone. And the count is 0-1 on Walcott. Walcott, a tough night last night. He struck out three times, but he also singled and drove in a run. Next pitch, fought off the hands into center. That's down for a base hit. Third straight hit for the Crawdads, all singles. And it's a 1-0 Hickory lead, four batters into the game. So Hickory got on the board three batters into the game last night, four tonight. So Cauley into third. Morabell stops at second. And Walcott picks up the RBI, his second of the series. A lot of early swings against Portes. And really none of those three balls were hard hit, but they all found holes. The Crawdads have that early advantage. So here's Luis Mieses, the first baseman. First pitch to Luis, high and away. Mieses has some really good numbers so far this year, hitting .339 with an .814 OPS. Sixteenth game at high A for Mieses this year. One home run, 12 driven in. Swings and rips one foul behind home plate. Counts 1-1. So first and second for the Crawdads with one out. Hickory already out to a 1-0 advantage. Mieses hit a sack fly in the ninth inning last night to give the Crawdads an insurance run. They had already grabbed the lead when he did so. Cortez taking his time, slowing down the pace. 1-1, flip foul off the end of the bat. So an aggressive approach against Cortez tonight. I mean, give the Crawdads credit. Three straight hits against Edgar. I mean, he has not given up a lot of damage on the offensive side at all this year, but especially since the start of May. Crawdads striking first again, 1-2. Lazy fly ball to left. Hodo ranges a few steps over towards the line, makes the catch, and that's the second out. So nice job by Cortez to come back after the three straight base hits and get an out. So two gone for Ian Moeller, the catcher. Let's set the defense for the Ironbirds. Adam Retzbach is catching for Cortez. In the infield, it's Matt Horvath at third, Jalen Vasquez at short, Tavian Josenberger at second, and Creed Willems at first. And then in the outfield, Douglas Hodo in left, Enrique Bradfield in center, and Elio Prado in right. First and second for the Dads with two gone. 1-0 lead for Hickory, top of the first. Pitch skipped in the dirt. Retz keeps it in front. Nice stop by Retzbach there. That ball was spiked well in front of the plate, and Retz just slid his body over to keep it in front, let the chest protector do the work. Big hole on the right side as Josenberger, the second baseman, shades towards that second base bag. Willems is playing off the bag at first and deep for the right-handed hitting Moeller. Next pitch, that's high, it's 2-0. Crawdads off to a hot start for the second straight night. The Ironbirds will look to keep it at one run, then get the bats going. Cortez set out of the stretch, looks at second, 2-0. Moeller looked like he wanted to go around, but he held up, and it's 3-0. A walk wouldn't be the worst thing here. Of course, you don't want to load the bases with two outs. But, you know, there are worse alternatives. Big 3-0 pitch coming. Here it is from Edgar. Misses upstairs, and it's ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Moeller. That pushes Morabell to third and Walcott to second. And the bags are juiced for Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder. Gutierrez is the number four overall prospect in the Rangers' top 30, according to MLBPipeline.com. And after that walk issued by Cortez, Ironbirds pitching coach Jordy Henry is out to chat with Cortez and his battery mate Retzbach. So the base is full of Crawdads with two down here in the top of the first. One run is already in on three base hits. So they'll talk some things over out on the hill. A reminder to fans that we've got a lot going on this week here in Aberdeen. Saturday is Marvel Defenders of the Diamonds night. Last year's Marvel night was a huge success, and have every reason to believe this year's will be as well. There's going to be a jersey auction for the Ironbirds game-worn jerseys in that game on Saturday night, so you can head over to MILB.com/auctions to take a look at that jersey auction and, you know, place your bid on the jerseys that the Ironbirds guys are going to be wearing. Should be a really fun night. And then, of course, Sunday's Father's Day, so a lot going on at the ballpark for that to celebrate all the dads out there. Meeting on the mound is over. Cortez looking to bear down and get out of this top of the first. Retz wants it low. He gets it low, but it's in the dirt. Five straight out of the zone from Cortez. And the count's 1-0. Gutierrez, the seventh man to bat in the inning. Three singles and a walk. And again, it's worth mentioning that all three singles from the Crawdads, none of them hard hit. But they found green in the outfield, holes in the defense. That's why they have an early lead. 1-0 pitch coming from Edgar. This one's over. Good sweeper there. Went to the breaking ball. And the count's 1-1. Well, if he gets out of this inning with just the one run home, that's a huge success. He's only at 22 pitches, so it's not like he's really labored through this frame. A lot of early count contact from the Crawdads that led to hits. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Good one low and away. That's just a pitcher's pitch right there. I mean, not ideal for any hitter, especially right on right, to go after that one low and away. So a ball and two strikes with two outs. Bases still loaded. Cortez looking to get out of the jam. The 6-2 righty set, high leg kick, 1-2, swing and a miss. Good one from Edgar there. And he picks up his second strikeout to strand the bases loaded. Well, the Crawdads strike first on the RBI single from Sebastian Walcott, but the damage could have been a lot worse. One run on three hits, no errors, and the three left on. 1-0 Dads after a half inning of play. We'll go to the bottom of the first and see if the Birds can get on the board as well. Keep it locked on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the first inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. 1-0 Crawdads as the Birds come to bat. Center fielder Enrique Bradfield Jr. leads off and takes a strike against right-hander Ryan Lobus, who has been really good this season, splitting time between low A and high A. Was promoted to high A Hickory on May 14th, and he has been really good with the Dads. Second pitch to Enrique is a slider that catches the outside corner. A little backdoor action right there, and it's quickly 0-2. So Bradfield with Tavian Josenberger and Mac Horvath to follow. Three members of the O's 2023 draft class that's shaping up to be a really solid class overall. Pitch misses outside 1-2. And talk about Bradfield, the first round pick, 17th overall. And then you've got Horvath, the second round pick in the three hole, with Josenberger, a fourth round selection in the two spot. That's a nice top three to have. 1-2, check swing grounder foul, third base side. And then the first member of the 2023 draft class to make it to AA, outfielder Matthew Etzel. He was a big part of this Ironbirds lineup up until this week. He was promoted to AA Bowie before the start of this series. I mean, just with those four guys, some insane production from the 2023 draft already. Bradfield sends one high in the air to right field straight away. Morabell makes the catch on the run. Looked like he lost it, went back then in. And he makes the grab for out number one. So one up, one down for Lobus. We'll get you some more numbers on him. He stands 6 feet 2 inches tall, 23 years old in his second pro season, first full pro season. He was signed as an undrafted free agent last July out of Mercer University down in Georgia. A UDFA deal, but he has pitched like a top of the draft pick. He has been really, really good as Josenberger takes low and in. Counts 1-0. Birds down 1-0 after the RBI single from Sebastian Walcott in the top of the first. Next pitch, Lobus misses low and inside. Josenberger had to kick his feet out of the way. 2-0. So in 10 games, 6 starts between low A and high A, Lobus is rocking a 1.79 ERA through 40 and a third innings of work. Entered today's game with 55 strikeouts and only 10 walks. 2-0, Josenberger takes high, it's 3-0. Striking out over 12 batters per 9, walking just 2 batters per 9. Started the season down in low A with the Down East Wood Ducks. 6 games, 4 out of the pen, 2 in the rotation. That's ball four to Josenberger, a four-pitch walk. And since the promotion on May 14th, he has started all four games that he's pitched in. He's been a big part of this Hickory successful run that they've been on. The Crawdads, winners of six of their last seven. They took each of the first five games of last week's series against the Greenville Drive before dropping the series finale. But they won the series opener last night 5-2. Well, here's Mac Horvath, who is coming off one of the best weeks of the season for an Ironbird. First pitch swinging, fouls it away, and the count's 0-1. Horvath went 9-for-22, that's a .409 batting average in five games at Brooklyn last week. Slugged over 800 with an OPS at almost 1,300. Wide open stance in that righty batter's box. Move over to first. Josenberger just got his hand back in there. And we'll wait for the 0-1 offering. Horvath racked up 18 total bases in those five games at Brooklyn. Three doubles, two homers. And he made it happen on the base pass as well. 6-for-6 swiping bags. Josenberger a healthy lead at first, stays put. Horvath takes a ball off the plate. It's 1-1. Horvath was in the top 10 in the South Atlantic League in nine offensive categories over the last week, including tied for fourth among all South Atlantic League hitters in extra bases. 1-1. Horvath skies one in the air left side of the diamond. Both the third baseman and shortstop Walcott and Colley going for it, and it's the third baseman Walcott that makes the catch. So two gone with a man on here in the first. Let's set the defense for Hickory. Ian Moeller is the catcher. And then left to right in the infield, Sebastian Walcott at third, Cam Colley at short. Jace Easley's over at second, and Luis Mieses is at first. And then in the outfield, Quincy Scott in left, Anthony Gutierrez in center, and Jason Morabell in right. Josenberger remains at first with two down. He walked. And here's Creed Willems, the cleanup man. First pitch misses inside. Birds down 1-0, bottom one. Willems is slugging .471 on the season. He's got a .767 OPS. Both of those marks have been high all year. Move over to first. Tavian's back again. 21 extra base hits for Willems, including 9 homers. He's driven in a team-high 35 runs. See if Josenberger tries to get into scoring position with two down. Healthy lead, looks like he wants to go. Lobus, long pause on the mound. Josenberger takes off. Pitch misses outside. Here's the throw to second, well late. And it skips into shallow center, but Easley was there for the backup. A stolen base for Tavian Josenberger. It's his 26th of the season in just 30 tries. He's only been caught four times, and he continues to be one of the league's best in swiping bags. So the tying runs in scoring position for Willems with two gone. Counts 2-0 on Creed. A good take on that outside pitch, especially with Josenberger running. Lobus looks at second. Now Josenberger takes off for third. Creed takes another ball, and Josenberger's in there without a throw. Back-to-back steals on back-to-back pitches. And now the tying run's only 90 feet away. 27th stolen bag of the season for Tavian. And he's gunning for the top spot in the SAL. See if Willems can get the run in with two outs. 3-0 swings and fouls one over my head up in the broadcast booth. The count goes to 3-1. Sebastian Walcott, an RBI single in the top of the first four batters into the game. That's the difference right now. 1-0 Crawdads. Next pitch from Lobus. Outside, ball four. Second walk of the inning. And it sets up first and third for Elio Prado. Well, Lobus has thrown a lot of pitches. And now a visit from the Crawdads pitching coach, Julio Valdez, out to chat with the entire Crawdads infield. And Elio Prado will be the next man to greet him. Josenberger's at third. Willems is at first. They both walked. Birds have something cooking here. We'll see if they can manufacture one or two-out runs here. Prado is in a little bit of a funk at the plate right now, but He's got a chance to break out of it. Had a hit last night. Tied the game at one in the bottom of the third inning with a two-out RBI single to right. He was thrown out trying to get to second on the throw home. But it was a big knock at the time. As the Birds tied the game in the third inning of last night's game, they tied it again in the eighth after the Crawdads took a 2-1 lead. But three runs in the top of the ninth for Hickory was the difference. Meeting on the mound is over. Both base runners with short leads. Here's Prado. First pitch, swinging a foul tip into Moeller's glove. It's 0-1. Christian Argueza is the home plate umpire tonight with Shea Graham patrolling the bases. Long pause from Lobus, 0-1. Ground ball out to second, easily waits back on it, throws over to first, and the inning is over. Well, the Ironbirds threatened. They made Lobus throw some pitches. He walked two, but it's no runs on no hits, no errors, and two men left on in the bottom of the first. So one in the books here in the Dean. We'll head to the top of the second with the Crawdads up 1-0. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Top of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. 1-0 Hickory over Aberdeen. The Crawdads on the board in the first inning for the second straight night. And now they will send up their 9-1-2 hitters, their 8-9-1 hitters against the Ironbirds. Quincy Scott, Jace Easley, and Alejandro Ozuna against right-hander Edgar Portes, who is on an absolute roll for the Birds over the last month plus. Gave up a run in the first, but limited the damage, picked up two strikeouts. Up to 56 now on the year in just 44 2/3. First pitch misses low to the right-handed hitting Scott, and it's 1-0. A run on three hits in the first for Hickory. Portes also walked a batter. Glove over his face, out of the windup. High leg kick, pitch misses just inside. It's 2-0. Sebastian Walcott's RBI single, the difference right now. Birds put runners at first and third with two down in the bottom of the first, but didn't score. 2-0, chopper up the middle, backhanded by Josenberger. Jeter jump throw to first, and it's in time! Tavian Josenberger flashing the leather up the middle, showing off his arm. And his fantastic play, throw over to Creed Willems, helps his pitcher Portes out. Well, Josenberger got to that ball with relative ease ranging up the middle. And then, almost in one motion, a Jeter jump throw over to first. And he bounced it right to Willems, and it was in time to get Scott. Really nice play by Tavian. 4-3 on the putout. One up, one down. And now the nine-hole hitter, Jace Easley, digs in. Well, you'll see that one on the highlight reel tomorrow for sure. Tavian Josenberger can really do it all over the diamond. Second base, the outfield. 1-0 pitch, misses just inside. Well, that's huge for Edgar Portes. Started the leadoff man on with two balls out of the zone, and then Scott hits a chopper up the middle. Looked like that ball was ticketed for center. And Josenberger had other ideas. 2-0, that one's in for a strike. Well, Tavian hit a homer in last night's game to tie it in the late innings. Clutch bomb from him, and now tonight showing him what he can do with the glove. 2-1, high and away. Birds trail 1-0, top two. Cortez once again out of the windup. Next pitch, fouled away. It's 3-2. We'll get you some splits on Cortez. In April, he pitched really well. Gave up just 8 earned runs in 19 innings of work for a 3.79 ERA. But since the start of May, so May and June combined, an 0.73 ERA. Just 2 earned runs in 24 and 2/3 coming in. And he picks up another punch out. Foul tipped into Rhett's box glove. And it's Cortez's third strikeout through the order one time. So we'll go back to the top for Alejandro Ozuna with two gone and no one on. So, I mean, that's just flat-out impressive. A 3.79 ERA in April, that's modest, especially to start the year when you're still figuring things out, not going deep into games. But since the start of May, an 0.73 mark. Of course, he's allowed an earned run tonight. Liner to second right at Josenberger, and the inning is over. So Edgar Cortez makes quick work of the Crawdads in the top of the second as the Dads go down 1-2-3, four in a row set down by Cortez. We'll go to the bottom of the second and see if the Birds can get some runs. They trail 1-0. Stay locked in on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. 1-0 Hickory over Aberdeen. The Birds looking to get some runs. They threatened in the bottom of the first. Got runners at first and third with two outs, but did not score. And here's Jalen Vasquez, the six-hole hitter, to lead off against right-hander Ryan Lobus. Vasquez with Douglas Hodo and Adam Retzbach to follow. Birds made Lobus work a little bit in the first. He threw 19 pitches. Walked a couple of batters. A fly out, a pop out, and a ground out as Vasquez takes a ball, counts 1-0. Edgar Cortez has set down four in a row, picked up his first 1-2-3 inning of the night in the second. Three strikeouts through two innings of work. 1-0 inside to Vasquez, it's 2-0. Birds out hit the Crawdads 9-8 last night, but came up short in the run column. See what Vasquez can do, rocking a 373 on-base percentage so far this year. He skies one out of play down the left field line into the seats. It's a good hack there on 2-0. It's now 2-1. Vasquez was the Orioles' 20th round pick in last summer's draft out of Division II North Greenville University. 2-1, outside corner for a strike. It's 2-2. He started his college career at South Carolina, then transferred to North Greenville and really turned it on. Had a breakout season. That's what got him drafted. And then had a good start to his pro career last year. Played in 26 games before the end of the 2023 season. Two in the FCL, then 24 with the Shorebirds. 2-2 inside, almost clipped him. It's full. That's the third full count that Lobus has worked tonight. He walked the previous two hitters that he did that to. Vasquez stands in, waiting for the payoff pitch. Here it is from Lobus. Fly ball to center field, not too deep, and it drifts over to left center. And Gutierrez, the center fielder, makes the catch. So Vasquez retired for out number one. That brings up Douglas Hodo III, who is getting a lot more action for the Ironbirds, and he is absolutely running with the extended playing time. He's been one of the best hitters, not only on the team, but in the league over the last couple of weeks. Hodo hitting .288 with a .782 OPS over his last 20 games. Five multi-hit games in his last 13 as well. Takes inside, it's 1-0. Birds down 1-0, bottom two. Hodo had a season-high seven-game hit streak from May 18th through May 29th, which he put up really nice numbers. Fly ball to shallow right. Easily the second baseman is out, but it's the right fielder Morabell who calls him off and makes the catch. So two up, two down here in the second, and that brings up Adam Retzbach. Four of the five outs recorded by Lobus have come in the air. And now Retz, the eight-hole hitter, trying to keep the inning going. Retz is swinging it well as well. Retz hitting .308 with a .471 on base percentage and a .538 slugging percentage over his last 10. Swings and misses at the first offering from Lobus. It's 0-1. Didn't play last night, but it's back behind the plate tonight. Three extra base hits for Retz over the last 10. A really good walk-to-strikeout ratio. Eight walks, nine punch-outs in that span. Swing and a miss there. It's 0-2. Retz went 3-for-3 with a single, a double, and a triple last Wednesday at Brooklyn. And he hit his first home run of the season on Friday. So fell a homer shy of the cycle last Wednesday, but added that homer 2 days later. 0-2, way outside. Slider that was just never a strike from Lobus. Lobus has a mid-90s fastball. He's got a really good slider. That's a big pitch for him. We've seen him throw it to both lefties and righties. Pitches exclusively out of the stretch. 1-2, that's outside. It's 2-2 on Retz. Went the JUCO route to start his collegiate career, then transferred to Division I Mercer University down in Georgia. Pitched two seasons there. 2-2 pitch on the inside corner, a called strike three. Tough pitch there. It was close, but Retz rung up, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 second for Ryan Lobus. And the Birds go down quietly, just as the Crawdads did in the top half of the inning. So 1-0 Hickory after two. We'll head to the top of the third and see if the Ironbirds can keep it right there. Keep it locked on MILB TV and Bally Live. Top of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Birds trail the Dads 1-0 here in game two of this six-game series. The Crawdads just on the board for a run in the top of the first inning. Four batters into the game. Sebastian Walcott's RBI single to center, providing the difference right now. Well, the Crawdads got on the board early last night, but each of the first two times the Crawdads scored, the Ironbirds came back to tie it. But the Crawdads eventually won it with three in the ninth last night. They took home a 5-2 W. Now here in game two of this series, Edgar Portes out for a third inning of work. He's allowed just the one run on those three hits. He's walked one. He's picked up three strikeouts as well. And he goes back to work. He's set down four in a row. Two strikeouts in the first, one in the second. And a first pitch sweeper in for a strike to the two-hole hitter Cam Cauley. Cauley, Morabell, and Walcott. These are the three in the order that singled back-to-back-to-back in that first inning. None of the three were really that hard hit off the bat. A one liner to third over Horvath's head, and it's into the left field corner. Hodo racing into the corner to pick it up, and Cauley pulls in at second with a stand-up double. So a leadoff two-bagger for Cam Cauley. It's his second hit of the night. And he's in scoring position for Morabell. Well, Morabell has been a really tough out, and we're not even through two full games this series. Last night, he went 3-for-4. His first three at-bats went RBI single, single, solo homer. The RBI single in the first gave the Crawdads a 1-0 lead. The solo homer in the sixth gave him a 2-1 lead. Birds intentionally walked him in the ninth last night, so he reached base safely four times. Swings at the first pitch again and taps it foul. It's 0-1. Crawdads 1, Iron Birds nothing, top three. Cauley at second with a leadoff double. This is the part of the order that Portes would love to mow down, get through these guys, and then it's a little smoother sailing after that. 0-1 outside. Portes last pitched on June 6th at Brooklyn. Gave up just one earned run in four innings of work with a season-high 7 strikeouts and only 2 walks. Pauses out on the mound. A couple looks at second. 1-1. Hard hit ground ball. Sneaks into right center. That's a base hit. Cauley coming around from third. He's in to score. It's an RBI single for Jason Morabell. It's his fifth hit of the series, and we're only in the third inning of game two. He stays hot, and it's 2-0 Crawdads. Well, again, a ball that just, it wasn't rocketed. You know, he barreled it up a little bit, hard hit. It got past Josenberger out at second. And got into right center. So 2-0 Crawdads. And now Sebastian Walcott, who singled home the first run. Three RBIs now for Morabell in the series. First pitch to Walcott, catches the top of the zone. And it's 0-1. Birds trail 2-0 now, top three. Rangers signed Walcott out of the Bahamas last year. Received the sixth highest signing bonus in that 2023 international class. Swings and skies one down the right field line. Foul into the off of the wall in on the right field foul territory area. And I mentioned last night that some scouts think that Walcott could be the best player to ever come out of the Bahamas. Did some research today. There have been 8 players in Major League history born in the Bahamas. Only one active, it's Jazz Chisholm on the Marlins. 0-2, foul back. But, I mean, that's just not a lot. I mean, 8 all-time Bahaman-born MLB players. Only 3 have played in the Major Leagues this century. Chisholm, Lucius Fox with the Nationals in 2022, and Antoine Richardson with the Braves in 2011 and the Yankees in 2014. Walcott looking to become the 9th. 0-2, breaking ball. Almost clipped his jersey, but still missed inside either way. So Morabell's at first with no outs. Walcott drove in his 18th run of the season with the RBI single in the first. And now I'll move over to first, runner back. Well, talking about some of the guys that have played in the big leagues from the Bahamas, well, Antoine Richardson is a notable name. He went to the same high school, American Heritage High School in Florida, same high school as Enrique Bradfield Jr. Portes peeks over his shoulder at first. 1-2, swing and a miss. Nasty pitch there. And Portes picks up strikeout number 4. Edgar staying locked in. And that's a big punch out after the double and the single to start the inning. So that brings up Luis Meaces. Well, to give you an idea of how good Edgar Portes has been this season for the Ironbirds, you have to go back to April 28th to find the last time that he gave up 2 earned runs or more in a start. Pitch misses low. Retz keeps it close. Counts 1-0 on Meaces. Tonight is just the third time all season that Portes has allowed two or more runs. He did it in back-to-back outings on April 23rd and 28th against Jersey Shore, but since then, he's been one of the best pitchers in this league. 1-0, runner takes off for second, fly ball to left, shallow left, Horvath's out, Hodo's in, and Hodo makes the catch in fair territory near the line. So Morabell retreats to first, that's the second out. Miesis is gone, that brings up Ian Moeller. Birds down 2-0, top three. As Portes tries to limit the damage. Moeller back behind the plate tonight. He walked twice last night. He's walked so far tonight in his first plate appearance. Portes a peek over at first. First pitch, fastball in for a strike. Portes is usually around 91 to 93. He's topped out at 95, so he can get it up to the mid-90s. He's mixed his pitches so well this season, keeping hitters off balance with just three pitches to work with. Another long pause. A one. Softly hit ground ball to short. Vasquez has it. Spins. Throws to first off balance, and he gets it over there in time. Jalen Vasquez showing off the glove and his arm, and his highlight reel play gets the Birds out of the top of the third. Nice play from Josenberger last inning. Now Vasquez this inning, and Edgar Portes loving that from his middle infield. 2-0 Hickory over Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the third. We'll see if the Birds can get some runs after this on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. The Birds looking to get the bats going. They'll send up 9-1-2. Noelbert Romero, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Tavian Josenberger. Birds trail 2-0 here in the home third. A run in the first and one more in the third for Hickory so far tonight. And now Romero swings at the first pitch and sends one out of play behind the home plate. Counts 0-1. Romero is the designated hitter tonight. Just joined the Ironbirds roster yesterday. Has been all around the farm system so far this year. 0-1, breaking ball chopped to third. Walcott waits back on it, spikes it off the turf over to first, but Miesis has it go in and out of his glove, and Romero's safe at first. Well, it'd be interesting to see who gets the error right there, because Walcott did spike it right into the turf, but it looked like he did that on purpose. But Miesis over at first, I mean, that was a pretty easy hop for him. It just went in and out. But I don't know that you can credit him with the error when the ball was spiked into the turf. So who knows? But either way, it goes down as an error. And here's Bradfield. Shows bunt, pulls back to take a ball outside. Counts 1-0. Walcott over at third, respecting Bradfield's speed and the possibility of a bunt. He's way up, a little bit off the line. Middle infielder's deep. Mieses holding on the runner at first. 1-0, Bradfield swings and slashes it down the left field line. Foul, 1-1. So the error goes on Walcott. And like I was saying, you can't really penalize Mieses over at first on a ball that was spiked into the turf. Even if it was a decent hop, it's got to go on Walcott. So it's 1-1 on Bradfield. Romero takes off for second. Bradfield pops one up behind home plate, and the catcher Moeller makes the catch, and because he was off on the pitch, Romero gets doubled off at first. So a pop-out 2-3 double play. So with two outs and no one on, here's Josenberger. Had a chance to talk to Tavian and Mac Horvath, who's hitting behind him, before the game tonight. Always fun talking to those guys as Josenberger sends one to right. That's down in front of Morabell. And what was cool about talking to Tavian and Mac, as Tavian picks up a two-out single, was talking to them about the time that they played against each other in a youth tournament. When they were 12 years old, the tournament was in the Kansas City area where Tavian's from, and Mac's youth team had traveled down to the Kansas City area a few years in a row to play in a tournament. Tavian and Mac's teams eventually met in the championship round of the tournament. Tavian's team took home the W. They got the bigger trophies. Mac's team took home the second-place trophies. Pitch out, and Josenberger back to first standing. DeHorvath takes the ball 1-0. And what's really cool, that the fact that they played against each other in that tournament growing up, they didn't realize it until last year when they were playing for Delmarva together. They were out to breakfast with Tavian's family. Snap throw to first. Josenberger's back in safely. And they started talking about playing in tournaments growing up, and they talked about this on the pregame show tonight, so if you hopped on the broadcast early, you heard this, but they started talking about playing in tournaments growing up, and you know, they're like, hey, you know, we played in this tournament down in Kansas City, and Tavian's like, hey, I think, you know, we did too. And you know, Tavian's dad eventually went back and checked the Game Changer app where the lineups and rosters are archived, and sure enough, they played in a game against each other. Mac pitched, Tavian playing for his team, Mac for his team from their respective areas. Josenberger didn't get any hits off Horvath, but those guys had a lot of fun laughing and talking about the time that they played against each other. And now in their early 20s, they're teammates in pro ball. They became teammates last year when they were drafted two rounds apart by the Orioles. Mac in the second round out of UNC. Tavian in the fourth round out of Arkansas. Teammates in Aberdeen this season. And those guys have become fast friends. Another snap throw to first. Tavian back in there with a dive. Counts 1-2 on Horvath with two down here in the bottom of the third. Birds down 2-0. And I just think it's the coolest thing that these guys played against each other when they were 12. And now, a little over 10 years later, they're teammates. 1-2, that's outside. I mean, had they met at some point, you know, teammates in college ball, that would have been cool. But the fact that they're playing professional baseball on the same team, hitting back-to-back in the order, sharing the same infield, that's really cool. And what's also cool about the teams that they played on growing up is that they each played college ball with somebody from their youth teams. Pitch misses outside. Josenberger takes off for second. The throw, it's a little late. And Josenberger picks up his third stolen base of the night in three tries. But, I mean, the story just kept getting better when I started asking them about, you know, growing up playing against each other. Mac and one of his teammates from that youth team played together at UNC. Tavian was roommates and teammates with somebody from his team at Kansas, where he started his college career before he went to Arkansas. And I mean, it's just such a small world. I mean, baseball connects people all over the world. You know, a guy from Minnesota and a guy from Kansas growing up, you know, states apart, played against each other in the tournament. Now they're teammates. Horvath asks for time. Counts 3-2 with two down here in the bottom of the third. Josenberger just swiped his third bag of the night. We'll see if Horvath can get him in. Lobus up to 44 pitches. Ironbirds are making him work. Big hole on the right side for Mack. 3-2, high and away, ball four. So Horvath walks. It's the third walk issued by Lobus tonight. And that puts runners at first and second for Willems. Birds have just one hit in the game. It was the Josenberger single with two down. But four base runners now with the three walks. So here's Creed Willems representing the go-ahead run. First pitch to Creed, swings and fouls it back behind home plate. And it's 0-1. Well, Creed left a dent in the wall and the back of the press box last night with a foul ball. Jalen Vasquez left a dent as well. Lobus looks at second. Josenberger there with Horvath at first. Snap throw to second. Had a pick play on. The shortstop, Cauley, came in towards the bag to receive the throw from Lobus, but Josenberger got back in. Well, they're worried about Josenberger out on the base paths, and for good reason. He has three stolen bases tonight, 28 now on the year. Distracting Lobus a little bit. Next pitch to Creed. Misses inside, 1-1. Creed's getting hot again now into the month of June. Entering tonight's game, 7-for-20 in his last five with three multi-hit games in that span. 1-1. Willems pops it up. Looks like it's going to stay on the infield. It does, and the third baseman Walcott makes the catch. Inning over. So Willems put a good hack on it, but just popped it up on the infield, and the inning is over. No runs on one hit, one error, and two men left on. Through three full in Aberdeen, it's Hickory 2, Aberdeen nothing. We'll head to the top of the fourth after another quick break on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office at tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
2-0 Hickory over Aberdeen, top of the fourth inning here in the Dean. The Birds had a couple of runners on with two down in the third, but couldn't get them home. The Birds have had traffic on the bases in two of the first three innings tonight, but nothing doing. They've left four. On the flip side, the Crawdads have two runs on five hits, and Edgar Portes goes back out for the fourth. He gets Anthony Gutierrez to start the inning. Seven-hole hitter takes a ball inside, counts 1-0. Gutierrez, Scott Easley, the three due up for Hickory. Against Portes, who's looking to complete four innings for the eighth time in 12 tries this year. 1-0, that's downstairs, 2-0. Well, Portes has been behind a handful of hitters tonight. It hasn't been a big issue. He's only walked one. And that one batter he walked didn't come around to score. The middle of the order has done most of the damage for Hickory tonight. 2-0 pitch, that's in for a strike, 2-1. The 2-4 hitters of Cauley, Morabell, and Walcott have all five hits. Four singles and a double. 2-1 pitch, outside corner for a strike, so from 2-0 to 2-2. Cauley has a single and a double. He scored both runs. Morabell a single in the first, and then an RBI single in the third. And then Walcott, an RBI single in the first. 2-2 outside and low. So the count goes full as Portes looks to avoid a leadoff walk. Edgar set, deep breath. Now out of the windup, has the sign from Retz, swinging a foul ball, and the count remains 3-2. A little cue shot over towards the Birds' dugout. Gutierrez struck out swinging his first time up, one of four strikeouts for Portes tonight. Has to come back with another one here, 3-2, swing and a miss. Five strikeouts now for Portes, and he continues to mow him down. That's a big pitch there. Started down 0-2, or excuse me, 2-0 in the count. Then was behind 3-2, but got Gutierrez on a breaking ball. So here's Quincy Scott, who was robbed of a single up the middle his first time up. Tavian Josenberger made a really nice backhand play. Was a step onto the outfield turf in straightaway center. And in one motion made a Jeter-esque jump throw over to first. And got the out. One-oh pitch, grounder foul. And what's cool about Josenberger making that play, I know he's a Jeter guy, a lot of people are. I mean, who didn't grow up loving Derek Jeter? I mean, maybe if you're a Red Sox or a Mets fan, I get it. But Tavian, I asked him in episode 5 of All Mic'd Up, which is going to come out later this week, the end of the homestand, 1-1 pitch, misses off the plate. I said, if you could play with any big leaguer, you know, a guy who's currently in the show, or, you know, a guy you saw growing up or even before you were born, if you could play next to any big leaguer all time on the diamond, who would you want to play next to in the field? 2-1 fouled back, it's 2-2. So I asked Tavian and Matt Horvath that question, and I don't want to give away the whole episode 5 of All Mic'd Up, but I mean, this is, you know, a worthy time to talk about it. So Tavian said if he was at second, he'd want to roll double plays with Derek Jeter at short. I mean, that's a pretty good answer. You can't go wrong with that. And then to see him make that Jeter-esque jump throw, that's pretty cool. 2-2 pitch just missed. And the count's now full on Scott. That last pitch looked like it was there. Looking at the game tracker, that was that low and outside corner. Another full count offering. Here it is, swing and a miss. Full count, no problem. Six strikeouts for Edgar Portes. Back-to-back punchies to open up the fourth. And he's got a shot in another 1-2-3 inning. Well, Edgar's allowed the two runs on the five hits, but he's really limited the damage, and he's made it tough on these Hickory hitters. I mean, there have been some guys looking silly up there. Not an easy go of it against that breaking ball, nor the fastball, as he blows one by easily there, swung up the ladder there and came up empty, 0-1. Right-hander Yaki Rivera is up in the Birds' bullpen. Portes up at 62 pitches now. 0-1, 63 is a strike as easily went around on that pitch down in the zone. 0-2. We'll see if Portes can strike out the side in order. Easily steps out to adjust his batting gloves. No balls and two strikes. No one on, two down. Portes ready to rock. Next pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike three. Portes strikes out the side in order in this fourth, and he ties his season high with 7 strikeouts. 7 tickets punched in back-to-back starts for Portes. He's through 4 innings of 2-run ball. And we'll go to the bottom of the fourth and see if his team can get him some runs. Bottom four next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the call. Birds down 2-0 as they look to get something going offensively. Just two runs so far this series. Two last night, none so far tonight. Elio Prado, Jalen Vasquez, Douglas Hodo, the 5-6 and 7 hitters for the Birds against Crawdad starter Ryan Lobus. First pitch of the inning flicked into right field. That's a base hit for Prado. And on one pitch, the Birds have the leadoff man on. Second hit of the night for the Birds. Prado just got that one off the end of the bat, dumped it into right. So he's aboard for Vasquez, who flew out to center his first time up. Left-handed swinger steps in. The third baseman, Walcott, is up a little bit. About a step in front of the bag, depth-wise. He's off the line. Swing and a miss there from Jalen. It's 0-1. Cauley, the shortstop, is shading up the middle with Easley straight away at second, and Miesis holding on Prado over at first. Outfielders, for the most part, straight away. Bluff steal attempt from Prado, and there's a swing and a miss from Vasquez. So the count's 0-2 on Jalen. Right-hander Logan Reinhart is up in the bullpen for the Ironbirds. Yaki Rivera had just gotten up at the end of the top of the fourth, but he's down now, and Reinhart might be the first guy to come out of the pen tonight. Check swing from Vasquez didn't go around. Count's 1-2. Lobus ready to go. His 1-2 pitch. Vasquez pops it up foul behind home plate, and it gets into the seats. So Vasquez hanging tough. I mentioned his last time up. Big junior year at North Greenville for Vasquez. He hit .332 with a .444 on-base percentage. Slugged .624, had an OPS over 1,000. Runner takes off. Ground ball back to the pitcher, Lobus. Fires one to second for the first out and back to first for the second out. So a 1-6-3 double play. Well, that was... Oh, it looks like they're calling Prado safe at second. Well, that was a gutsy throw to second, knowing that Prado was on the move on the pitch. So no double play. Prado called safe at second. That brings up Doug Hodo. So man in scoring position. Doug flew out to right his first time up. So Vasquez retired on the 1-6-3 putout. You don't see that all the time. See that on a lot of force plays, fielder's choice, but not on a straight out. Now we'll see what Hodo can do with the bat. 1-0 pitch, up and in, had to lunge out of the way. Hodo hit .391 with a .481 on base percentage on his season-high 7-game hit streak from May 18th through May 29th. And it was that hit streak that has really gotten him going, helping out the overall numbers. Batting average overall this season at .250 at high A, with the OPS climbing up around .700. He's worked the count to 3-0. We'll see if he can find a way on. A walk would set up first and second for Retzbach. Look at second, 3-0 pitch. Upstairs, ball four. Another walk issued by Ryan Lobus. That's the fourth free pass that he's issued tonight. So that does put runners at first and second for Rets. And now the catcher, Moeller, is going to go out and chat with Lobus. Well, Lobus has been really good so far tonight. I mentioned his overall numbers on the season earlier. He entered with a 1.79 ERA. Through 40 and a third, that's combined between low A and high A. He's been with high A Hickory since mid-May. Ironbirds have something going here. Two on with one out. The Ironbirds went down 1-2-3 in the second, but in the other three innings counting this one, they've had two base runners on in each frame. Just two hits for the Birds, but four walks. First pitch to Retz takes a fastball in for a strike. It's 0-1. Retz was on the Ironbirds break camp roster last year. Only played in 26 games because of some injuries. Last game of the season was in May. Got hurt on May 24th against Jersey Shore. Ended up coming back to play six rehab games for Low A Delmarva, but then had an injury setback, then missed the rest of the season. But he's been healthy all year this year, and he's producing on both sides of the ball. Both runners take off. 1-1 is way outside, and Moeller doesn't even have a chance to throw down a third. A double steal for the Ironbirds. It's their fourth and fifth stolen bases of the night, and it sets up second and third with no outs for her, with one out for Retzbach. So Prado to third, Hodo to second. They timed it well, and Moeller didn't even have a shot. Crawdads lead it 2-0, but the tying run's at second as Retz takes a strike on the inside corner, 2-2. Retz struck out looking his first time up. Looking to get his bat on the ball here and at least bring one home. Crawdads keep their infielders back. They'll concede the run for an out. 2-2, Retz hits one off the end of the bat, up the middle, backhanded by Easley, only play to first, the throw is in time. It's an RBI ground out for Adam Retzbach as Prado comes in to score. It's now a 2-1 game. Well, the double steal paid off. You know, without it, that's probably a double play ball. So Prado in to score, Hodo to third, and Retz retired on the 4-3 put out, but he picks up his 11th RBI of the season. Now with two down at the tying run at third, here's Noelbert Romero. Romero reached on an error his first time up. First pitch to Noelbert in for a strike. Romero and Elio Prado, who just scored the run for the Ironbirds, both originally signed by the Boston Red Sox out of Venezuela, and then both came over to the Orioles organization in the same trade. Those two guys traded for former Orioles arm right-hander Andrew Cashner. That trade made back in 2018 when these guys were still teenagers. 0-1 way outside. It's 1-1. So not only did Romero and Prado play together in the Red Sox system, they've played together in the Orioles system, and they work out together in the offseason. They grew up about 40 minutes away from each other in Venezuela, in the Caracas area, the capital city of Venezuela. 1-1, chopper up the third baseline, foul. And it's 1-2 on Romero. And when I talked to Elio during the offseason, right before the end of spring training down in Sarasota, told me that he spent the offseason working out with Romero, those guys getting their work in together. And the fact that they live so close, about 35 minutes apart, you know, they can do that. They can get together, work on their games, you know, be there for each other, and now teammates once again here in Aberdeen. 1-2. Romero just got a piece to stay alive. But I asked Elio the other day if they've known each other like since they were kids. I mean, did they grow up playing baseball together or just knowing each other? He said they met in tryouts down in Venezuela when they were teenagers. Then, of course, they both got signed by the Sox. So they met before they got signed, and they've been together pretty much ever since. 1-2. Romero skies one in the air, deep left center field. Gutierrez is over, and the center fielder makes the grab to retire the side. But the Birds pick up a run. They do it on a hit and a walk. So one run on one hit, no errors, and the tying run left over at third. Productive inning for the Birds as they get on the board and cut the deficit in half. We'll go to the top of the fifth after another quick break. Keep watching and listening on MILB TV. And Valley Live. We'll be right back. Birds trail the Crawdads 2-1, top of the fifth inning here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. The Birds grabbed a run to cut the deficit in half on the Adam Retzbach RBI groundout in the bottom of the fourth. And now right-hander Logan Reinhart is on in relief of Edgar Portes. Tall right-hander gets the top of the Crawdads order. First pitch strike to Alejandro Ozuna on the outside corner. It's 0-1. So Ozuna, Cauley, and Morabell to face Reinhart, who is on a minor league rehab assignment here in Aberdeen. Second rehab appearance overall, coming up from the FCL. 0-1, swing and a miss. Good changeup there. It's 0-2. Reinhart has spent a bulk of the season with Double-A Bowie. He's pitched in four games for the Bay Sox. 4 2/3 innings overall with 6 strikeouts. 3.86 ERA in limited time. 0-2, skipped in the dirt. Retz keeps it in front. So his first rehab appearance down in the Florida Complex League in Sarasota. Gave up 3 runs on 3 hits in 1 inning. But again, the results of these rehab appearances, not a big deal. The priority is getting these guys through their rehab assignments healthy. Making sure everything looks good. 1-2, chop foul over towards the first base dugout. Count stays at 1-2. So Reinhart up here in Aberdeen. Good to see Logan working his way back. He was excellent for the Ironbirds last year after he came over in a deadline trade from the Seattle Mariners organization. Reinhart pitched in 8 games to end the 2023 season here. Another foul ball. Count stays at 1-2. Reinhart gave up just 2 runs in 19 innings of work for the Ironbirds. 21 strikeouts and 8 walks. Opponents hit just 138 against him. An 0.95 ERA. Had a 2.84 ERA in 31 relief appearances for High A Everett in the Northwest League, the Mariners High A affiliate. So, I mean, really good numbers there, but something really clicked for him when he flew across country to Aberdeen. Reinhart hadn't pitched above High A before this season, so it was great to see him make that Bay Sox opening day roster. Pitch misses outside, and the count goes full on Ozuna. Had a chance to sit down with Logan at the end of last year to talk about the trade coming over from the M's organization. 3-2. On the outside corner, a called strike 3. Well, Logan Reinhart picks up right where Edgar Portes left off. And Ozuna is down on strikes for the second time tonight. Well, he thought that was ball 4. He tossed his bat aside. But it's instead strike 3, so he's 0-3. And that's 4 straight punch-outs from Portes and Reinhart combined. So 1-1 one down for Logan. And that brings up Cam Cauley, the shortstop, who is 2-for-2 with a single and a double. Cauley has scored both of the Crawdads' runs. Pitch in the dirt. Birds down 2-1 here, top 5. Final line on Edgar Portes, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits in 4 innings. Tied a season high with 7 strikeouts, and he walked just 1. 64 pitches, 41 strikes. And now it's Reinhart's game. 1-0 pitch, fastball missed just off the plate. Really nice night for a ball game here in the Dean. Another Bark in the Park night. The last Bark in the Park night was a game that featured a 2-hour and 41-minute pregame rain delay. 2-0 pitch, popped up, foul, and it's into the seats. So because of that, the Ironbirds rescheduled that Bark in the Park night for tonight. Of course, anybody who stuck around at that game with the almost 3-hour pregame rain delay, you know, obviously they could still hang out with the dogs, but why not add another to the schedule? It's one of the best promotions that any minor league or major league team can do. Bring the dogs to the ballpark. 2-1 pitch from Logan. That's down in the dirt. Cauley takes. It's 3-1. Pitch. That's low ball 4. Scooted away from Retzbach, but it doesn't matter. as Cauley walks. So a runner down to first with one down in the fifth. Cauley's reached safely all three times tonight. That brings up Morabell, who's 2 for 2 with a pair of singles and a ribby. Birds down 2-1, top five. Birds just got on the board in the bottom of the fourth on Retzbach's RBI groundout. So here is Jason Morabell, who has 5 hits now in this series, and he's reached base safely 6 times in just 7 plate appearances. Cauley takes off for second. No throw from Retzbach. And Cauley slides in head first. So he's got a stolen base. So an insurance run out at second for Hickory as right-hander Cody Scroggins loosens up in the Birds' bullpen. Ninth stolen base of the season for Cauley in 11 tries. A look at second. Reinhardt to the plate, 1-0, fouled away. Down the left field line, 1-1. Reinhardt made his Double-A debut on April 5th this season at home against Reading. 2/3 of an inning scoreless. His longest outing with Bowie was an inning and 2/3 scoreless with 3 strikeouts on April 12th at Hartford. Pitch misses low, counts 2-1. Before his June 8th rehab appearance with the Orioles FCL affiliate, Reinhardt hadn't pitched since April 16th. So he missed most of April, all of May, the beginning of June, but he's back. 2-1, high chopper to second. Josenberger into right field, makes the play over to first. And Morabell retired on the 4-3 putout. Josenberger did a nice job on the angle to get to that one. Went into right field for it and then made the short throw to first. That brings up Sebastian Walcott. Well, Cauley moved up to third. He walked, stole second, and now at third moves up on the ground out. Birds looking to keep the Crawdads off the board. Birds already trail 2-1, top five. First pitch to Walcott, misses low. Reinhardt has had a lot of injury issues throughout his career. Next pitch. Good fastball there that somehow missed. And it's 2-0. Reinhardt opened his pro career in 2019. Of course, no minor league season in 2020. Then missed all of 2021. And came back in 2022. And mainly pitched as a starter in the Mariners organization. Misses inside again. It's 3-0 on Walcott. Came back in 2023 and pitched almost exclusively out of the bullpen. Made one spot start for the Ironbirds, but it was more of an opener situation. His other 38 appearances out of the pen. Now, so far this year, working exclusively out of the pen as he walks Walcott on 4 pitches. So that puts runners at first and third with 2 down. No damage done. Brings up Luis Mieses. 21 pitches now for Reinhardt. And now, looks like that's it. So Felipe Alou Jr. out of the Ironbirds dugout, a slow walk to the mound. And he's going to take the baseball from Logan Reinhardt. Again, working his way back from injury, just his second rehab appearance. You don't want him to go too deep and throw too many pitches. But he exits with runners at first and third and 2 down here in the top of the fifth. New arm coming in for the Ironbirds. We'll let you know who that is when we come back. Birds trail 2-1, top five. Stay locked in on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. 1-1 Crawdads over the Ironbirds. Top of the fifth inning here in Aberdeen. Runners at the corners with two down for the Dads as right-hander Cody Scroggins comes in to take over for Logan Reinhardt. Reinhardt got the first two outs of this fifth inning. Through 21 pitches, he is done in his first rehab appearance with the Ironbirds. Second rehab appearance overall, looking to get his way back to Double-A Bowie. And now Scroggins on to face Luis Mieses. First pitch from Scroggins misses just inside. And the count is 1-0. Birds down 2-1. Scroggins, 27 years old, from Edmond, Oklahoma. Ninth round pick of the Sox in 2019 out of Arkansas. 1-0 pitch way inside. Scroggins has been well-traveled throughout his minor league career. Made his pro debut in 2019 for the Lowell Spinners in the New York Penn League, which no longer exists. That's the league the Ironbirds were a part of for so many years. 2-0 pitch is over for a strike, 2-1. Scroggins pitched in 9 games for Lowell that year. No minor league season in 2020, and then split time between low A and high A in 2021, between high A and double A in 22, and then last year, 6 games at low A, 5 at double A. Runner takes off for second. Retz just holds on to it. So a stolen base for Sebastian Walcott. That puts runners at second and third with two down. So Walcott at second, Cauley remains at third. Count is 3-1 on Mieses, who is 0-2 with a couple of flyouts to left. 3-1 pitch, just missed high, and that's ball four. So all three on base right now walked in the inning. That brings up Ian Muller, the catcher. Birds down 2-1, top five. Birds have a chance to get out of this with no runs in. Muller was robbed of a base hit up the middle by Jalen Vasquez, the Ironbirds shortstop, the last time he was up. He's got another shot here. He's got a chance to break it open with the bases loaded. First pitch from Scroggins catches the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Scroggins just came over to the Orioles organization at the beginning of June. Pitch missed just off the plate there. It's 1-1. The Orioles signed Scroggins to a minor league contract on June 6th after the Red Sox cut ties with him. Scroggins assigned to the Ironbirds, helping out this pitching staff that's a little depleted right now. 1-1. Snap throw to first from Retzbach. It hits the runner Walcott. I think it got him in the chest. He's down, laying on his back. He flips his helmet off and now rolls over onto his chest. A good idea from Retzbach trying to catch him napping over there and help Scroggins out of this inning. Counts 1-2. The bases remain juiced, but now concern for Sebastian Walcott, who was drilled in the chest on that snap throw. Alex Silcott, the Crawdads head athletic trainer, out to check on Walcott, and manager Chad Comer's over there as well. We've got a brief delay, but Cody Scroggins trying to get through this fifth inning in relief of Logan Reinhardt, who got the first two outs of the frame. So Reinhardt done after two-thirds of an inning in relief of Edgar Portes, who was really good tonight. Well, it looks like Walcott's okay. He's staying in. Well, while we have a second, I mentioned earlier that Edgar Portes, who started tonight, was the the Orioles minor league pitcher of the month for May. Portes had an 0.44 ERA in May, gave up just one earned run in 20 and two-thirds innings. Held opponents to a 1.13 batting average. And tonight, Portes went four innings of two-run ball with a season high tying 7 strikeouts and only 1 walk, an excellent ratio. Bases juiced with 2 down, top of the fifth. 1-2 pitch coming up. Here it is, low and away. Muller takes. It's 2-2. Scroggins comes set again. 2-2 pitch. Off the end of the bat, out to left center. And Hodo is there to make the catch. Well, it wasn't easy, but Reinhardt and Scroggins team up to get through this top of the fifth with no runs on the board. So no runs on no hits, no errors, and the Crawdads leave them loaded on three walks. So we'll head to the bottom of the fifth and see if the Birds can get some more runs. They trail 2-1 here. Bottom five next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Bottom of inning number five here in the Dean. The Birds trail the Crawdads 2-1. Top of the order for the Birds, Bradfield, Josenberger, and Horvath. Against right-hander Ryan Lobus, who's back out there for a fifth frame. First pitch to Bradfield. He skies one out of play down the left field line. Counts 0-1. Bradfield flew out to right his first time up, popped into a double play his second time. See what this Birds top of the order can do. Third time through the order now against Lobus. The Birds have had a little bit of success so far, just two hits, but they've walked four times. 0-1 low and in. It's 1-1. Well, Lobus just threw his 70th pitch of the night, 39 strikes. He's worked around those four walks to allow just one run through four plus. Next pitch to Enrique, missed a little bit off the plate. Tight slider. Tried to backdoor him. It's 2-1. Lobus pitches exclusively out of the stretch. He bounced back and forth between the rotation and the bullpen in his 2 years at Mercer. 2-1, way inside, 3-1. Mainly pitched as a starter, made 23 starts, 9 relief appearances. He's mixed the fastball, slider, and the changeup tonight. 3-1. Bradfield gets one up in the air, deep right field. Morabell giving chase, and that one is not coming back. Fire me up, Enrique Bradfield Jr. A game-tying home run here leading off the bottom of the fifth. And Bradfield circles the pillows. And we are knotted at two. Well, Bradfield got one up in the air, got a pitch he could drive, and he sends it out of the ballpark for not only his first home run of the season, but his first homer as a professional. So EBJ goes yard, and we are knotted at two here in the bottom of the fifth. The Birds grabbed a run in the bottom of the fourth. How about another in the bottom of the fifth? And they're just getting started. Here's Tavian Josenberger, takes low and in, and it's 1-0. So EBJ goes yard for the first time as a professional. And he picks up his 12th RBI of the year. 1-0 outside. Ball landed in the Ironbirds bullpen. Pretty much the same spot where Josenberger's homer landed last night. Really doesn't matter how far you hit it. You know, as long as it goes over the wall. You don't get any extra points for distance. Josenberger a chance to keep his solid night going. Walked his first time up, singled his last time up, and he is 3-for-3 in stolen base attempts tonight. 3-0 pitch, takes a strike. I want to see this guy get on again. I mean, he's got a shot at setting the Ironbirds single-game stolen base record tonight. The record is currently 4. Douglas Hodo tied it earlier this year. Judd Fabian tied it as well last year as Josenberger sends one in the air to center, and it's down in front of Gutierrez. So Josenberger has his second hit of the night, and he's reached safely in all 3 of his plate appearances. So Bradfield leadoff homer and a Josenberger bloop single. Birds have the first 2 on in the 5th. We'll see if Josenberger goes to try to tie that single-game stolen base record. But before he gets a shot at that and before Mac Horvath gets a shot to hit, looks like, I'm not sure if we're going to have a pitching change, but a mound visit right now. Looks like that's the pitching coach, Julio Valdez, out to chat with the entire Crawdads infield. So just a visit, no pitching change. There is bullpen action for the Crawdads right now. A right-hander's throwing. So Lobos could be near the end of the line. We're tied at 2 in the bottom of the 5th thanks to Enrique Bradfield Jr.'s leadoff homer here in this frame. Birds got on the board on Adam Retzbach's RBI groundout in the 4th. And now we're tied. Bradfield, not only his first homer of the season, but the first homer of his career. And now Horvath will look to keep it going. Josenberger stays put. Horvath takes inside, counts 1-0. Well, Mac's dad is in town tonight. First time taken in a game here in Aberdeen. It's not ideal for a lot of these guys' families to get out here, you know, unless you live on the East Coast. 1-0, swing and a miss. Horvath got tied up inside. Well, Mac's dad is in town for a couple of games. First time here at the ballpark. Had a chance to talk to him before the game. Always good to catch up with these guys' families, you know, get to meet them and, you know, talk about their sons with them. Mac took a strike there. It's 1-2. We'll see what Mac can do at the plate with his dad in attendance. Walked his last time up. Go ahead, runs over at first. 1-2. Mac fights it off the hands behind home plate. Foul. It's 1-2 still. Well, if you're just joining us, the Crawdads led 2-0 after 3. They grabbed a run in the first, 1 more in the 3rd. Birds cut the deficit in half in the 4th. They've tied it here in the 5th. Josenberger takes off for 2nd as Horvath skies one to shallow left. Josenberger retreats to 1st, and Scott out in left makes the catch. So Horvath down for out number 1, and that brings up Creed Willems. Well, whoever's warming out there for the Crawdads probably doesn't need a whole lot more time. Right now, Lobos at 83 pitches through 4 1/3. He's given up 2 runs on 4 hits with 4 walks. First pitch to Willems. Slider misses outside. He's tried to backdoor pretty much every left-handed batter he's faced with that slider. Willems 0-for-1 with a walk and a pop-out tonight. 1-0 pitch. Sends one in the air. Deep left center field. Gutierrez on his horse. He reaches up, and it's off of his glove. Josenberger read it well. He's around 3rd heading home. And Creed Willems is in at 2nd with a go-ahead double. Gave that one a ride to the opposite field. Gutierrez was gliding to the ball. He got to the spot. It hit off of his glove and whirled all the way to the warning track. And on one swing, Willems unties this game. The Ironbirds have their first lead of the series. Josenberger can fly. He read it well as he went around 2nd. And an easy send home for Felipe Alou Jr. in the third base coach's box. So a homer, a single, and a double in the inning. And now Prado. First pitch to Elio misses inside. So Willems picks up his 22nd extra base hit of the year, his 36th RBI. Bird's getting the bats going in the middle innings. Aberdeen up 3-2 over Hickory. 1-0 to Prado. Big cut, came up empty. One outside. The count goes to 2-1 on Prado. See if the Birds can get some more. Two runs home in this inning to go from down one to up one. Bradfield a leadoff homer to right. Willems an RBI double to left center. Up and in as Prado had to lunge out of the way there. It's 3-1. Only one out. And a big insurance run out in scoring position at second. Prado singled his last time up, stole third once he got to second, and scored the first run for the Birds. Now time called by the catcher, Moeller. Well, this could be Lobos' last hitter. Vasquez, a left-handed batter on deck. And three righties after that. Pitch misses upstairs. That's ball four. Fifth walk issued by Lobos tonight, and now that's it. Hickory manager Chad Comer out of the third base dugout, and he's going to take the baseball from his starter. So Prado to first. That sets up first and second for Jalen Vasquez, who will get the first crack at the Crawdads reliever. Line is not closed on Lobos. He's responsible for both runners out on base right now. But he goes 4 1/3. We'll get you some more details on his outing when we come back. We'll also let you know who the new pitcher is. But the Birds already with two runs on three hits here in the fifth. Enrique Bradfield Jr. tied the game with a solo homer. Creed Willems gave the Birds their first lead of the series with an RBI double. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. 3-2 Birds, bottom five here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Ironbirds 3, Crawdads 2. Runners at first and second with only one out in the home half of the fifth. Jalen Vasquez, the Ironbirds shortstop, up to greet the new pitcher for the Crawdads, right-hander Luis Ramirez. First pitch misses inside, counts 1-0. So Vasquez, then Hodo, unless there's a double play to end the inning. Ramirez takes over for Ryan Lobos, who is done after 4 1/3 through 90 pitches, just 48 strikes. 1-0 in the dirt, 2-0. Lobos responsible for Willems at second and Prado at first. Lobos gave up five hits, also walked five, and struck out just one. Last year at Mercer, Lobos was fifth in the Southern Conference in strikeouts, and he's racked them up consistently this year, but the Birds Only went down swinging once, and there's a liner over the second baseman. Easley's head into deep right center. It's going all the way to the wall. Willems is in. Here comes Prado. Vasquez around second, heading for third, and he's in with a stand-up triple. A two-run three-bagger for Jalen Vasquez, and the Birds extend their lead to 5-2. Well, the Birds have now hit for the cycle in this fifth inning. A homer, a single, a double, and now a triple. A four-run outburst, and that finally closes the line on Lobos. He gives up all five runs for the Ironbirds tonight. All five were earned. And it's the third extra base hit of the inning. Well, Morabell didn't take a great route to that ball and right. That's why it got all the way to the wall, and this one almost got to the backstop as Moeller had to dive and save that one on the pitch out of the zone to the left fielder, Hodo. So Vasquez picks up RBIs number 14 and 15 on the year. And he got to third with ease. Birds bats breaking out in these middle innings. A run in the fourth, four so far in the fifth. Hodo takes outside, it's 2-0. So Vasquez is over at third with only one out. And the infield is about halfway all the way around for the Crawdads. Outside, make it 3-0. So a tough start to Ramirez's night. Gives up a two-run triple. Now, of course, neither of those runs charged to him, but still. And now goes 3-0 on Hodo. Long pause from Ramirez. 3-0 pitch. That's downstairs. Ball four. A four-pitch walk to Hodo. Second time he's walked tonight. And the sixth time the Ironbirds have walked tonight. So still only one out for Adam Retzbach, the eighth man to hit in the inning for the Birds. Five runs on six hits, no errors for Aberdeen. Two runs on five hits, one error for Hickory. Ramirez, a seventh-round pick of the Rangers back in 2022 out of Long Beach State. Retz takes low, counts 1-0. Ramirez, originally from Los Angeles, California. Move over to first, and Hodo's back safely. Long pause on the mound from Ramirez. Hodo takes off for second. Pitch misses inside to Retzbach, and Hodo's there without a throw. Another stolen base for the Ironbirds. It's their sixth of the game, and they are flat out running wild tonight. So Retz now has runners at second and third for him. With only one out, he drove in the first run of the game. Can he add to it? 2-0, make it 3-0, and that's seven in a row out of the zone from Ramirez. Next one from Ramirez. 3-0 is over for a strike, so he did not want to walk back-to-back hitters on four pitches each. Pitch downstairs. So back-to-back walks either way. Eight of the last nine out of the zone as Retz takes a free pass. And the ninth man of the inning coming up to hit. It's the designated hitter, Noelbert Romero. The bases are full of Birds for Romero. Vasquez remains at third after his two-run triple. Hodo to second after his walk in the stolen base. And now Retz to first. Birds have a chance to break this thing wide open. A base hit will probably make it 7-2. Something down either line or into the gap should make it an 8-2 game. Ramirez really laboring, gave up the two-run triple, now back-to-back walks. And now Romero, who's 0 for 2, reached on an error his first time up. First pitch to Noelbert, misses up and in, and the count is 1-0. Birds 5, Dads 2. Birds took the lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's their first lead of the series. Romero fouls one back. It's 1-1. The inning started with Enrique Bradfield Jr. going deep to right for his first career homer. Tavian Josenberger blooped a single to center. After Matt Horvath flew out, Willems ripped a go-ahead RBI double to left center. Prado walked. Vasquez brought home two with a triple. Romero takes a strike. It's 1-2. Hodo walked, and then Retzbach walked. And now Romero, who is playing in his second game so far this season with the Ironbirds. 1-2 pitch, low and away. Romero became the first ever graduate of the Orioles education program for international players. He did that last season during the 2023 campaign. Pretty high honor to be the first ever graduate of a program that has done so many good things. 2-2, ground ball to the left side. Diving stop by Cauley, the shortstop, but he doesn't have a play. It's an infield RBI single for Noelbert Romero, and it's 6-2 Aberdeen. Nice sliding stop there from Cauley to keep it on the infield. But as he got up, he lost it on the transfer, but I don't think he gets anybody anyway. So Vasquez is in to score. Hodo moves up to third. Retzbach slides up to second, and Romero picks up his first hit and first RBI with the Ironbirds this season. So the Birds lead at 6-2, and back to the top for Enrique Bradfield Jr. Well, Bradfield's the 10th man to hit in the inning. It's his second time up, and he'll face a new arm. So that's it for Luis Ramirez. He faced four batters, didn't get anybody out, and he exits with still only one out in the bottom of the fifth. So he entered with one out. He exits with one out. Birds with some more damage to do. Bases still loaded here in the bottom of the fifth. They lead at 6-2. Can they hang a crooked number? We'll see after this break on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Ironbirds have already put up five on the board here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They lead the Crawdads 6-2 in game two of this six-game series. Back to the top of the order for Enrique Bradfield Jr., who's batting for the second time here in the fifth. He led off the inning with his first career homer, a blast to right that just snuck over the wall into the Birds' bullpen. And now he takes a strike from Hickory right-hander Damian Mendoza, third pitcher of the game for the Crawdads, and the third pitcher of this inning. Ryan Lobus started the inning, got the first out. Luis Ramirez faced four batters, didn't get anyone out. Then now Mendoza. Bradfield sends one in the air to deep left center as Scott goes back, makes the catch, and another run coming in to score as Hodo tags from third and scores without a throw. So Bradfield drives in his second run of the inning, and it's 7-2 Ironbirds. So 6 runs home here in the fifth inning alone after the Birds got on the board in the fourth. So here's Tavian Josenberger, the 11th man to hit in the inning. And he'll hit with runners at first and second and two down. So Bradfield with the sacrifice fly after the homer leading off the frame. And Josenberger swings at the first pitch and pops it up. Out of play, foul. Josenberger's reached safely in all three of his plate appearances tonight. Walk, single, single. 0-1, high and away. Well, Ryan Lobus didn't allow a run through the first three innings tonight. Ran into trouble in the fourth. Even more trouble here in the fifth. He left. Luis Ramirez couldn't clean up the mess. And now it's up to Mendoza to just try to stop the bleeding. Mendoza, a native of Sonora, Mexico, 23 years old, made his professional debut back in 2018. Pitch misses low, appeal, no swing. Originally signed on July 2nd, 2017, so he's been around a while. So far this season, he's pitched at three different levels of the minor leagues. This is his seventh appearance with the Crawdads. He's made two appearances with AA Frisco and one with AAA Round Rock. Overall, 18 and a third innings of work coming in with a 4.42 ERA. And he gets another one over to Josenberger. It's now 2-2. Birds lead at 7-2 if you're just joining us or just joined us recently. Birds right now hanging a 6th spot on the Crawdads in the bottom of the 5th. Josenberger is the 11th man to hit in the inning. Rhett's at 2nd with Romero at 1st. Josenberger grounds one to 1st, foul. See if the Birds can strike for any more. Big hole up the middle for Tavian with the defensive shift that the Crawdads have on for him. Pitch misses low, counts full. Walcott over at 3rd is way off the line. The shortstop, Cauley, is shading up the middle with his heels on the edge of that outfield turf. Easily straight away at 2nd. Mieses deep and not holding on the runner at 1st. Outfielders pretty much straight away. Gutierrez is deep in center. 3-2 pitch, runners go, swing and a miss, and the inning is over. Well, Josenberger goes down swinging, so the inning is finally over. But the Ironbirds sent 11 men to the plate. They scored 6 times, and they have taken their first lead of this series. 7-2 Ironbirds through 5. We'll go to the top of the 6th and tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. So stay locked in on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Top of the sixth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Ironbirds 7, Crawdads 2. The Ironbirds hadn't led all series until they put up 6 runs in the bottom of the fifth to take a 7-2 lead. The Ironbirds scored their first run of the game in the fourth, so 7 runs over the last 2 frames. And they quickly erased that 2-0 lead for Hickory. Right-hander Cody Scroggins back to work in the top of the sixth, and his first pitch of the inning plunks the 7-hole hitter Anthony Gutierrez up around the shoulder. So a first pitch, hit-by-pitch, and Gutierrez, who was 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts, heads down to first. So leadoff man on. Here's Quincy Scott with Jace Easley to follow. The Ironbirds put up 6 runs and sent 11 men to the plate in the bottom of the fifth. It's the fifth time this season they've scored 6 or more runs in an inning. They have 4 6-run innings now and 1 7-run inning. Birds making it happen with the big innings this year. First pitch strike to Scott. And the count is 0-1. So Gutierrez down at first after the hit-by-pitch. Scroggins a third of an inning so far. He entered with 2 down in the fifth. Looking to keep it a 5-run lead. Broken bat, grounder out to short. Could be 2. Vasquez with a glove flip to Josenberger at second. Over to first, and it's a twin killing. Smooth glove work up the middle from Vasquez over to Josenberger, over to Willems. Those two have gotten it done all night. Well, the Birds are getting in a lot of defensive work before the game today and yesterday. And it's paying off. So just like that, 2 outs and no one on. As the Birds roll it up 6-4-3. So now the 9-hole hitter Easley. He takes a strike, it's 0-1. Birds lead at 7-2, top 6. Slow chopper to the first base side. Scroggins picks it up on the run, takes it to first himself, and a 1 unassisted putout. Ends a quick top of the sixth. Not a 1-2-3 frame, but Scroggins faces the minimum. And we'll go to the home half of the sixth as the Birds look to extend the lead. It's 7-2 Birds. Stay locked in on the Birds Broadcast Network. Ironbirds coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth with a 7-2 lead over the Hickory Crawdads. The Crawdads in town for the first and only time this season. The Birds dropped the series opener last night 5-2. And tonight they lead it 7-2 after a 6-run outburst in the bottom of the fifth. So Horvath, Willems, and Prado, the 3-4-5 hitters, due up against right-hander Damian Mendoza, who takes over after he got the final 2 outs of the 6th inning. Retired the only 2 batters he faced. Next pitch, Horvath skies one to right center. That's shallow, sinking quickly, and it's down for a base hit. So Matt gets in on the action. He reaches safely for the second time. It's his first hit of the night. And that brings up Creed Willems. Willems gave the Ironbirds the lead with an RBI double to left center his last time up. And the Birds didn't stop scoring after that. Bradfield led off that fifth inning with his first career homer. Willems brought home the go-ahead run, and they added four more. And Willems gets one up in the air to deep right field. Morabell going back at the track, and he makes the grab shy of the wall. Willems gave it a ride, but didn't quite get all of it. And Horvath retreats to first. So that brings up Elio Prado, who has scored two of the seven runs tonight, scored the first run of the game for the Birds back in the fourth. Singled in the fourth, walked in the fifth. Prado's done a nice job in the outfield for the Birds this season, swinging it well. He's put together a couple nice runs at the plate. Takes the ball inside, count is 1-0. And one of the biggest parts of Elio's game is his ability to get the bat on the ball, those bat-to-ball skills. Doesn't strike out a lot. Chopper to third. Walcott throws to second, but it's wide of Easley into right field, and Horvath gets up and goes to third. The throw a little bit offline. Walcott knocks it down. Could have been a double play ball. Could have at least had the lead runner Horvath, but instead it's a throwing error on Walcott. It's his second error of the night. And it's first and third with only one out for the Birds as they look for more. I just got done saying that Prado doesn't strike out a lot. Only 41 strikeouts now in 48 games counting tonight's game. And when you put the ball in play, a situation like that, you make the defense make a play. And right there, Walcott didn't make the play. So first and third with one down for Vasquez, who drove in two with a triple his last time up. See what JV can do for an encore right here. First pitch way high. It's 1-0. The Birds lead at 7-2, bottom six. Birds really taking it to the Crawdads last inning. There's a swing and a miss from Vasquez. Went up the ladder for it. 1-1. More bullpen action for the Ironbirds. Right-hander Luis Sanchez is warming up. Might see him in the seventh after an inning and a third scoreless from Cody Scroggins. Prado takes off for second pitch, gets away from the catcher Moeller, and Horvath's in to score. Another stolen base for Elio Prado. It's his second of the game. It's the Birds' seventh. And the Birds manufacture another run, taking advantage of that one that got through Moeller's leg. So Horvath, who singled to open the inning, is in to score the eighth run of the night. It's 8-2 Birds. Birds applying pressure on the base pass. That's what fundamentals coach and first base coach Charles Bolden emphasizes. He says the word pressure every day. It's always apply pressure. Keep the pressure on. Make things happen with your legs. That's what the Birds have done. Vasquez fouls one to the netting behind home plate. It's 2-2. Birds rocking their biggest lead of the night right now at 8-2. Josenberger has three stolen bases. Prado and Hodo each have two. There's a tapper to the right side of the diamond. Tough play for everybody, and nobody can make it. So it's an infield single for Jalen Vasquez. On the check swing there. Well, Mendoza, the pitcher, didn't take the best angle to it. Easily the second baseman was deep. He didn't have a good shot at it. And Miesis, you know, had to come far off the bag for it. It was just kind of in no man's land. And Vasquez beats it out for an infield knock. So Prado moves up to third. And it's runners at the corners for Doug Hodo trying to keep it going. Still only one out. Pitch to Hodo is over for a strike, 0-1. So three Ironbirds have combined for the seven steals tonight. Prado just picked up his second. He's over at third. Vasquez looks runnerish at first. Move over to first, runner back. Prado looked towards home and got an extra step, but he stays put. Well, with the 7 stolen bases tonight, it's the 4th time this season the Ironbirds have swiped at least 7 bags in a game. Next pitch, chop foul behind home plate. And it's 0-2 on Hodo. The Ironbirds have swiped 6 or more in a game now 6 times. The last time they swiped 7 or more was May 27th at Hudson Valley when they had exactly 7. Vasquez takes off for second, swing and a miss, Hodo down on strikes, but Vasquez picks up the Ironbirds' 8th stolen base of the game, and it's runners at second and third now with 2 down. So Vasquez gets in on the action on the base pass. He's now 20 for 25 swiping bags this year, an 80% success rate. That brings up Adam Retzbach. That was just the 3rd strikeout for Hickory's pitching staff tonight. Birds are putting the ball in play and seeing results from it. 8 runs on 9 hits as Retz swings and misses. Counts 0-1. 2 down with Vasquez at second and Prado at third. 1 run already home in the inning on a wild pitch. Something to the outfield should score both. Next pitch from Mendoza. Retz flies one to deep right field. Morabell goes back, and he makes the grab a few feet shy of the track. And the inning is over. But the Birds add an insurance run on a wild pitch. 1 run on 2 hits, 1 error, and 2 men left in scoring position. It's 8-2 Ironbirds through 6 full. We'll head to the top of the 7th after this break on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network.
Does your local Harford, Cecil, or Baltimore County business want more customers? Advertise with the Ironbirds and take advantage of the best local entertainment venue in the area. Contact the Ironbirds at partners@goironbirds.com or call us at 410-297-9292 for more information. Join local companies like Leidos, Horizon Cinemas, The Olive Tree, and more by advertising with the Ironbirds. Every Sunday at the ballpark this season is Sunday Family Fun Day presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Prior to the game, play catch on the field like the Ironbirds starting at 1 p.m., and after the game, it's kids run the bases. Get a ticket to one of our remaining Sunday home games now at goironbirds.com. That's Sunday Family Fun Day presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Red, White, and Boom is back for 2024. On Thursday, July 4th, Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium will host our annual Independence Day Family Festival with on-field games, live music, a kids zone, concessions, and fireworks at the end of the night.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office@tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
Right-hander Luis Sanchez is the new pitcher for the Ironbirds as we open up play in the top of the 7th inning. It's the Birds 8 and the Dads 2. All Ironbirds over the last 3 innings. They got 1 in the 4th, 6 when they sent 11 to the plate in the 5th, and 1 more for good measure in the 6th. Ironbirds will still have at least 2 chances at the plate tonight, hoping it's only 2 more. So they could very well get into double digits tonight. Their season high for runs is 14. Which they set this past Saturday at Brooklyn. First pitch of the 7th from Sanchez misses low to the leadoff man Alejandro Ozuna. It's Ozuna, Cauley, and Morabell. 1-0 pitch, fastball misses high, and it's 2-0. Sanchez, the 4th pitcher of the night for the Ironbirds. Edgar Portes started, went 4, gave up just 2 runs. Logan Reinhart, 2/3 scoreless in relief. Cody Scroggins, an inning in a 3rd scoreless. And now Sanchez. So the count's 2-1 on Ozuna after that last strike. Sanchez throws a 4-seam fastball, a changeup, and a sweeper. 2-1, fastball, paint on the inner half. And it's 2-2. Ramp that one up to 96. He's a guy who pretty regularly sits in the high 90s. He's topped at 101. 2-2, that's too high. And the 3-2 pitch. Called strike three, bottom of the zone. Fastball painted that bottom half. And it's one out for Luis Sanchez to start his night. And Ozuna is down looking for the second time, down on strikes for the third time. So another strikeout for this Ironbirds pitching staff as they continue to rack up the Ks. That's nine punch-outs combined between Portes, Reinhardt, Scroggins, and Sanchez. Now one up, one down. Here is Cauley, who takes a sweeper low. Counts 1-0. Birds 8, Dads 2. In game 2 of this 6-game set. 1-0 pitch. Hard hit fly ball to deep right center field. Prado ranges back. Bradfield's there as well, and it's Prado who makes the catch on the run. Two up, two down for Sanchez. It's really good to see Luis Sanchez come into this game and get two quick outs, especially one on a punch out. He's a guy who has struggled with command so far this season. But, you know, he's a young guy, a live arm, 21 years old, and he's still learning how to pitch. Like so many of these guys are at this age and at this level. Misses inside there to Morabell. Count is 1-0. More walks than strikeouts this season for Sanchez, so of course he'd like that to flip around. Comes in with the ERA at 5.63 in 17 games. Pitch missed outside there, it's 2-0. But Sanchez has pitched much better lately. Hasn't allowed a run over his last four appearances. Pitched twice at Hudson Valley and twice at Brooklyn on the 12-game road trip. Figuring something out. 2-0, popped up, foul ground, third base side, and Horvath is over to make the catch. It's a 1-2-3 seventh for Luis Sanchez, and he makes quick work of the Crawdads. Well, it's time to stretch here in Aberdeen. The Birds lead it 8-2 over the Crawdads, and we'll go to that home half of the seventh and see if the Birds can get some more runs. Take a quick break and tell you more when we come back on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the seventh inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. It's the Ironbirds 8 and the Crawdads 2. Birds putting a hurting on the Dads tonight. They took their first lead of the series when they put up 6 runs in the bottom of the 5th. They have not looked back. 8 runs on the board over just their last 3 innings at the plate. And now it's 9-1-2, Romero, Bradfield, and Josenberger against Damian Mendoza. Another inning for Mendoza as Romero lines one to left. That's down for a knock. So a 2-hit night for Noelbert Romero. Singled home a run his last time. And singles to kick off the 7th here. A lot of first pitch swinging tonight, and it's paying off. Back to the top for Bradfield, who hit his first career home run in the 5th inning. A towering shot to right that snuck over the wall. That got that 6-run rally started. A short lead at first for Romero as Mendoza looks to get Bradfield. Enrique shows bunt and gets one up the first baseline. It's a good one, and I think he missed the tag. Yeah, the first baseman, Miesis, missed the tag. It's an infield knock for Bradfield, who just went around him. So Enrique doing it all tonight. He's hitting the ball out of the ballpark and dropping down bunt singles. That's the full Enrique Bradfield experience. It's his 2nd hit tonight. He's driven in 2 runs. He's also scored once. So a bunt base hit. And now 1st and 2nd for the Birds with no outs for Tavian Josenberger. And now Chad Comer, the Crawdads manager, is talking to both umpires. He made his way over to the home plate umpire, Christian Arguez, and now talking to the base umpire, Shea Graham. And I think he's asking about Bradfield going out of the baseline on his way to first. Now, that is, of course, you know, if you're on the other side of it, like the Crawdads are, I mean, that's a worthy bone to pick with the umpiring crew, and now they'll get together to talk. Now, you create your own baseline when you're running, but, you know, when you deviate from it, you know, you often see base runners when they're going from 2nd to 3rd or you know, 3rd to home, even 1st to 2nd, when they go out of that, umpires often call them out. Now, Bradfield did go around Miesis, who tried to apply the tag. And now they're going to talk with Felipe Alou Jr., the Ironbirds manager in the third base coach's box. And, you know, that doesn't seem good to me if they're going over to talk to Felipe after Chad Comer came out of the dugout to argue. Are they telling Felipe that they're going to reverse this call and call Bradfield out? I don't know, but it's odd that they called him over before changing the call, if they're going to change the call. Felipe talking with both umpires as time is out here on the field of play, and now they call Bradfield out. And Bradfield's throwing both hands up thinking, like, you know, what's that all about? But Bradfield is out. So no bunt base hit for Enrique. So a 3 unassisted put out is out number 1 in the 7th. Now Josenberger with a runner at 2nd and 1 out. Josenberger swings the first pitch and chops it foul. Tavian's looking for his 3rd hit of the night. And he's looking to reach base safely for the 4th time. Counting tonight, Josenberger up to 9 multi-hit games on the season. His first since May 24th at home against Jersey Shore. 0-1 flipped foul out of play. It's 0-2. Birds lead it 8-2, bottom of the 7th. Josenberger has 3 3-hit games this year. We'll see if he can make it a 4th. Mendoza's set. 0-2, swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball down in the zone. And that is out number 2 here in the 7th. So Josenberger down on strikes. And that brings up Mac Horvath. Horvath coming off one of the best weeks of his career so far, probably the best week that any Ironbirds hitter has had so far this season. Horvath went 9-for-22 with 5 extra base hits, 8 runs scored, and 6 stolen bases against Brooklyn last week up on Coney Island, and he fouls one off of his foot. Well, that can't feel good. Counts 0-1. In his first 19 games of the season, Horvath hit 171 with an OPS under 600 and only 6 extra base hits. That was up until May 5th. Starting on May 5th, so over his last 25 games entering tonight, Horvath's hitting 271 with an 824 OPS, 45 total bases, including 11 extra base hits. So he has really turned it on since early May. 0-1, Horvath rips one to center. Here comes Gutierrez, and he makes the catch on the run. Well, he hit it about as hard as he could, but it just hung up there long enough for Gutierrez to make the catch. So Horvath flies out to center, and the inning is over. No runs on one hit, no errors. One man left in scoring position. So we'll go to the top of the eighth inning. Birds still lead it by 6. It's 8-2 Aberdeen over Hickory. Stay locked in on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. Right-hander Luis Sanchez back to work in the top of the eighth inning. He threw a 1-2-3 seventh with a strikeout. And he is back out there looking to protect a 6-run lead. Birds 8, Dads 2 here in game 2 of this 6-game series. Birds hoping that the bottom of the eighth is their last time they have to bat tonight. But first, we'll get through the top of the eighth. First pitch sweeper misses inside to the cleanup man, Sebastian Walcott. It's Walcott, Miesis, and Moeller for Hickory. Crawdad scored a run in the first, one more in the third. That's it so far tonight. Just 2 runs on 5 hits. High chopper to short, and it eats up Vasquez as he tried to get it on the high hop, but by the time he got there, the low hop got to him. And we'll see if that goes as an infield single or if it goes as an E6. Now, even if Vasquez fields that cleanly, it would have been a tough play. Walcott runs well, off-balance throw to first, who knows, but it is scored an error on Vasquez. So Walcott reaches. That brings up Luis Miesis. Miesis 0-for-2 with a couple of flyouts and a walk. Birds rocking a 6-run lead. Pitch misses outside. Birds never led last night. They didn't lead until the bottom of the fifth tonight. Swing and a miss. Good fastball there from Sanchez. Another high 90s heater. And the count's 1-1 on Miesis. Sanchez throwing the ball as well as he has all season over his last 5 outings counting tonight. 1-1 over for a strike. It's 1-2. The run that Sanchez is on started on May 29th at Hudson Valley. Walked 2 in that outing, but struck out 1 and didn't allow a run or a hit. That was in an inning of work. And then his next outing, which was on June 1st at Hudson Valley, same thing. 2 walks, a strikeout, but a scoreless inning. Next pitch misses, it's 2-2. 4 days later on June 5th at Brooklyn. Gave up two hits, struck out one, walked one in an inning and a third scoreless. And then his last outing on June 9th at Brooklyn, a scoreless inning, didn't allow anyone to reach, retired all three that he faced. No strikeouts, though, but pitched well to contact. And so far tonight, an inning plus scoreless. Got a ground ball to short to start the inning, but Vasquez made the error. So the count stays at 2-2 on Meases after that last foul ball. Birds playing for two up the middle. They've already turned one ground ball double play tonight. Foul to the netting behind home plate. Count stays where it is. Edgar Portes started and completed four innings, gave up just two runs. Those are the only two runs the Crawdads have tonight. Portes tied a season high with seven strikeouts. He's done that in back-to-back outings. 2-2, just missed upstairs, maybe a little inside, and the count's full. Portes only walked one. Reinhart, two-thirds of an inning scoreless. Scroggins, an inning and a third scoreless. And now Sanchez. Three-two off the hands into shallow center. That's down for a base hit. So an error and a bloop single, and the throw goes back into second, tag just a little late. Walcott made a huge turnaround second, but got back to the bag just in time. More bullpen action for the Ironbirds. Right-hander Kyle Verbitsky is loosening up. Verbitsky throwing the baseball well lately. Here's Ian Moeller, the catcher. Next pitch from Sanchez, fouled away, another fastball. So the count's 0-1. Birds leading it 8-2 here in the top of the eighth. Sanchez in his third pro season spent all of last year with low A Delmarva, 15 appearances out of the pen. 0-1, nasty sweeper, tight break on it. It's 0-2. Before this season, Sanchez was averaging about 10.5 strikeouts per nine. 30 strikeouts in 22 and a third last year. 0-2. High fly ball to left center field. That one is way up there. And Bradfield, the center fielder, makes the catch. Walcott looked like he was trying to go to third and tag up, but Enrique Bradfield fires a strike to Horvath. Absolutely no chance for Walcott to move up. Bradfield showing off that arm too tonight. So Moeller retired for out number two. That brings up Gutierrez. Sanchez missed over 2 months at the end of last season with an injury. His final appearance came on June 20th with Delmarva, and then he missed the rest of the year. So he still hasn't pitched a full season at the professional level. He missed all of 2022 with an injury. And then, of course, only getting to late June before another injury last year. So this is a guy, you know, again, 21 years old, still so young with a live arm, a guy who can hit triple digits regularly. You know, I mean, it's a guy to be excited about. 1-1, fouled back. That one almost got Gutierrez around the knuckles, and he somehow fought it off. Looking for another out. 1-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Nasty sweeper. Tied him up inside. Luis Sanchez has come out of the bullpen and fired an inning and two-thirds scoreless so far. And he's picked up a pair of strikeouts. There's a guy who normally gets his strikeouts with the fastball. I mean, the upper 90s heater. But right there, took something off, went with the sweeper. And had Gutierrez all messed up. So with two down and runners still at first and second, here's Quincy Scott. Bounced into a 6-4-3 double play his last time up. First pitch fastball high and away. Counts 1-0. Well, if this is the Luis Sanchez that the Ironbirds are going to get moving forward, then they got to be really excited. I mean, the entire Orioles organization should be excited about this kid. And, you know, there's reason to be anyway, even with the early season struggles. Fly ball to deep right field. Prado ranges back, and he's there to make the catch shy of the track. Inning over. No runs on one hit, one error. Two men left for the Crawdads. Through 7.5, the Birds lead it 8-2. Bottom eight coming up next as the Birds look for more runs. Stay locked in on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Birds 8, Crawdads 2, bottom of the 8th inning here in Aberdeen as the Birds look for some more runs. Creed Willems, Elio Prado, and Jalen Vasquez against the right-hander Mendoza, who's back out there for another inning of work, looking to eat up some innings for this Crawdads team, and he gets a breaking ball by Willems, counts quickly 0-1. 2 2/3 of one-run ball for Mendoza so far. That one run is unearned. Tough night for this Crawdads pitching staff. 0-1 to Willems. That's a fastball high, 1-1. Ryan Lobus started, went 4 1/3, gave up 5 runs on 5 hits with 5 walks. Luis Ramirez didn't get any outs. He faced 4 batters, walked 2, and gave up 2 hits. And now Damian Mendoza. 1-1, that's in the dirt. Crawdads opened the scoring with 1 in the first. They added another in the third. The Ironbirds got on the board with 1 4th to cut the deficit in half, and then a 6th spot in inning number 5. They sent 11 men to the plate. They did it on 5 hits, including 3 extra base hits, a homer, a double, and a triple in that order. And then one more in the 6th for some insurance. Can never have enough runs. We'll see what Willems can do. 2-1, slow breaking ball, tipped foul. It's 2-2. Crawdads will go to the 9th, down at least 6. We'll see if the Birds pad the lead anymore. 2-2, low and away. Counts full now. 9-1-2 due up for the Crawdads in the 9th. Easily Ozuna and Cauley. We'll see if there are any pinch hitters mixed in. Three-two, fouled back. Well, the Ironbirds are looking for their first win against the Crawdads in my tenure as the Ironbirds broadcaster. The Crawdads came into town for 6 at the beginning of August last year. And they just straight up smoked the Ironbirds. They swept them in a 6-game series. Outscored the Ironbirds 53-18 over those 6 days. And they won the series opener last night. 3-2, called strike 3, fastball down the chute. And Willems is out number 1 here in the bottom of the 8th. brings up Prado. The Crawdads put up 10 or more runs in two of the six games last season, and they won by six-plus runs in three of the six. It was a tough series overall for the Ironbirds. In that series, Wyatt Langford made his high-A debut for the Crawdads, got up to AAA by the end of the season, and made the Texas Rangers opening day roster this year. Abimelech Ortiz, an outfielder on last year's Hickory team, who's now up with AA Frisco in the Texas League, was the South Atlantic League MVP last year. So he's since moved up, and this Rangers farm system, which is the seventh best in baseball according to MLBPipeline.com, just continues to bring talent through the ranks. This Hickory team has eight current Rangers top 30 prospects, including two in the top five. 1-1, grounded foul. Among the guys ranked on the top 30 prospect list in the Rangers system on this roster, four of them are position players, four are pitchers. We haven't seen any of those four pitchers yet. But we've seen all four position players. Two-strike pitch to Prado, that's high, 2-2. Birds lead it 8-2 with one out, no one on, bottom eight. Two-two to Prado. Breaking ball, called strike three on the inner half. Nasty breaker right there. Back-to-back strikeouts for Mendoza. And he's picked up five strikeouts since coming into this game. Whereas Lobos and Ramirez combined only had one. So Mendoza's really settled things down. And he's eating some innings for the Crawdads, which is huge when you play 6 days in a row. Here's Jalen Vasquez. Pitch misses low. Counts 1-0. Birds lead it by six. Bottom eight. Next pitch to Jalen. And that one is in for a strike. Counts 1-1. See if the Birds can pad the lead anymore. Now, of course, you feel confident with a six-run lead going into the ninth. It looks like right-hander Kyle Verbitsky will take over for the Birds in the ninth. But you can never have enough. Always looking for more, always looking to stay hot at the dish. A confidence-boosting night at the plate for these Birds, though. 10 hits, and, of course, the 8 runs. 1-1, high chopper out to second, easily has it. And he throws easily over to first. So a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth for Mendoza and the Dads. But Hickory still trails by six. The Birds will take an 8-2 lead into the top of the ninth. We'll head there next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Birds looking to close it out and pick up their first win of this six-game series with Hickory. Right-hander Kyle Verbitsky is the new arm for the Birds. Three outs to get with a six-run lead. Birds 8, Dads 2. Crawdads took game one last night 5-2. They scored three in the ninth to get rid of a 2-2 tie. They won it 5-2, and now the Birds holding that six-run lead. All eight runs scored in a three-inning span. The Birds got on the board with one in the fourth, six in the fifth, and one more in the sixth. And now Verbitsky on in a non-save situation here in the ninth. He gets 9-1-2. Here's Jace Easley to start things up. First pitch from Verbo catches the inner part of the plate, and it's 0-1. Verbitsky was the Ironbirds team MVP last year, and he is looking to make it three straight scoreless outings. 0-1, make it 0-2. Good one there. Verbitsky is a fastball, changeup, curveball, slider guy. Heavier on the curveball versus the slider. Mixes them well. There's a guy who just straight up gets outs. This is his fifth appearance with the Ironbirds this season. 0-2, missed inside. He last pitched on June 9th at Brooklyn, a scoreless inning there. Overall in the Brooklyn series, 3 1/3 scoreless over two outings. One-two pitch right down the chute for a called strike three. Verbitsky comes out of the pen and needs just four pitches to pick up out number one in the ninth. Crawdads down to their final two outs. Another strikeout for this Birds pitching staff. They continue to rack them up. 11 strikeouts now combined between Portez, Reinhardt, Sanchez, and Verbitsky. Scroggins was mixed in there as well, but he didn't get any strikeouts. Here's Ozuna, the leadoff man, swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. Tough night for Ozuna at the top of the lineup. 0-4 with three strikeouts. Verbitsky out of the windup, 0-1, swing and a miss. He gassed him up with a high fastball, and the count is 0-2. Verbitsky looks great out of the pen tonight. And he's working quickly. Already ready to go. Here's his 0-2. Swinging just got a piece, did Ozuna. Well, he flicked his bat out low and away. Just barely got his bat on the ball. Here's Verbo's 0-2 again, swing and a miss, gassed him up high and in. And it's back-to-back punch-outs for Verbitsky to start the ninth. Well, Verbo, who spent most of the year last year as a starter, has exclusively worked out of the bullpen this year, and he's getting the job done. Last season, Verbitsky pitched to a 3.83 ERA and 103 1/3 innings of work. 103 strikeouts and only 40 walks, a really good ratio there. So far this season, up to 18 strikeouts. Up to 24 strikeouts. I added that wrong. It's tough to add on the fly here. I mean, you know, we're looking at spreadsheets and adding up what he's currently doing with what he did prior to this game. I mean, it's not easy. So up to 24 strikeouts now. Looking for the final out of this one. 1-1 pitch to Cauley, who flicks one off the end of the bat into left center. Bradfield over to cut it off. Big turnaround first for Cauley, but he stays put. That's Cam Cauley's third hit of the night. He's on base for the fourth time. So he's having a nice night out of the two-hole. He has four hits in the series and two walks as well. So the Crawdads stay alive, and that brings up Jason Morabell, who has grounded out and popped out his last two trips to the plate, but started the night 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. First pitch, liner out to short, and it eats up Vasquez in the left field. So first and second now for the Crawdads. Another tough hop for Jalen, another in-betweener. Hard hit off the bat. Waiting on the official scoring on that one. Well, if it's a hit, it's Morabell's third of the night. But either way, it's first and second with two down for Sebastian Walcott. Bird's looking to put a bow on this one. Walcott tried to check his swing. Appeal, he went around. Walcott not thrilled with that call, but it's 0-1. Cauley at second, Morabell at first. Morabell credited with a single on that hot shot to short, so he and Cauley each with three hits tonight. And they have six of the Crawdads' eight hits. 0-1 foul back, it's 0-2. Birds one strike away from finishing this thing off and evening up this series at a game apiece. Verbitsky has a chance to strike out the side and help the Birds to another W. Runners at first and second with two down in the ninth. 0-2 the count on Walcott. Verbitsky's ready. Leg kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the Birds put another one in the win column. Three strikeouts for Verbitsky in a scoreless ninth inning. And the Birds win it 8-2 in game two of this six-game series. Well, Verbo came out of the bullpen throwing straight smoke. And he gets Easley, Ozuna, and Walcott on strikes to end it. Worked around two two-out singles to finish off the job. And the Birds tie this series at one game apiece. We'll get you some final totals, but first let's talk about how it all happened and what went down tonight here in the Dean as the Birds shake hands for the first time this series. Well, the Crawdads led 2-0 through three innings. They got a run in the first on Walcott's RBI single, and then Morabell an RBI single in the third, but that was it offensively for Hickory for the most part. They didn't score the rest of the way. The Birds pitching staff did an excellent job. The Birds got on the board with a run in the fourth. They scored six times in the fifth. Enrique Bradfield Jr. led off the inning with his first career homer. A sky-high shot to right that snuck into the Birds' bullpen. Three batters later, Creed Willems gave the Birds the lead for the first time on an RBI double to left center. Two batters later, Jalen Vasquez provided some insurance with a two-run triple to right center. And Noelbert Romero added an RBI single in the inning to cap off the six-pack of runs. And then another run in the sixth inning on a wild pitch for the Birds. And that was it for the scoring the rest of the way. The Birds held on for the 8-2 win. On the pitching side, Edgar Portes was excellent. Gave up just two runs in four innings of work. Tied a season high with seven strikeouts. He's done that in back-to-back starts. He walked just one. And then Logan Reinhart, Cody Scroggins, Luis Sanchez, and Kyle Verbitsky combined to keep the Crawdads off the board over the final five frames. Hickory used three pitchers tonight. The Ironbirds got to starter Ryan Lobus for five runs on five hits and five walks. Then they got to reliever Luis Ramirez for a couple of runs. He faced four batters, didn't get any outs. And then Damian Mendoza pitched the final 3 2/3. Another win for the Ironbirds. With the win, they improved to 30-29 on the year. With the loss, the Crawdads dropped to 26-33. Well, the Birds picked up eight runs on 10 hits and one error. The Crawdads had two runs on eight hits and two errors. The win goes to Cody Scroggins. He is 1-0. The loss goes to Ryan Lobus. He drops to 3-2. No save. Game was played in 2 hours and 50 minutes in front of 1,092 fans at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, we are a third of the way through this six-game series between the Birds and the Crawdads as the Birds look to pick up another win tomorrow night and take a series lead 2-1. Well, they knotted it up at one game apiece with the W tonight, and they did it with contributions from everybody in the lineup, all five pitchers, and up and down the roster, the Birds getting contributions to help rack up the W's. Well, the Birds are back over 500. They've reached the 30-win mark here in mid-June, and they'll look to pick up another W tomorrow. For my outstanding production crew here in Aberdeen, my name is Michael Mark Cantonini. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for flying with me, and thanks for the support as always. Birds win it 8-2 over the Crawdads. Back at it tomorrow with the pregame show starting at 6:40 live on Facebook Live and the MILB TV stream, and then first pitch at 7:05. Talk to you then, Ironbirds.